Gold Belt Mount Roberts Tramway is proud to sponsor the airing of the Juneau Lions Club's 71st Annual Gold Medal Basketball Tournament. Head over to the tram to buy a $20 gift card, and you're eligible to get the Gold Belt Mount Roberts Tramway annual season passes at the early bird rate and the best price of the year. You can also purchase them online at RavenEagleGifts.com or call 463-3412 for more information. They're also hiring for the summer season. Visit their website for more info. The Gold Belt Mount Roberts Tramway, because it's happening at the top.
It's the 71st Annual Gold Medal Basketball Tournament, brought to you by the Juneau Lions Club. Coverage on KINY brought to you by Microcom, Alaska's HughesNet Satellite Internet Solution, Dr. John Kralik, Alaska's Sleep Doctor, and Carl's Automarine. Now the Juneau Douglas High School Gym for Gold Medal Basketball.
All right, and welcome back to the Juneau Douglas High School Gymnasium. Mike Clasby along with James Jack Jr. for this game. Bob Sins sitting out for a little bit. He's still up here with us. But, you know, James, I don't know whether I think the heated games throughout the week are more exciting or if it's championship day.
That's a tough one. It was hard to beat the last game. That was exciting.
It was a dandy. I caught Lloyd Davis on the way out the door when I was interviewing the officials down there.
Uh-huh.
Had a quick chat with him. He had his little son with him, and he said he'd be playing in gold medal someday. And that's what this is all about. So right now, we're going to get ready to go into the C Bracket Championship game. It'll be Kluckwan going against the Juneau James gang. And I've heard a couple people talking, and I think they were maybe not surprised because some of these guys have a great basketball history. But on the other hand, not to contradict myself, they were surprised that Juneau has gone this far through the tournament.
Yeah.
And so they're introducing now the players from Kluckwan. And here's their roster, and if you want to get their starters,
okay,
you could do that real quick, and I'll go through. We got number 4, Daniel Claw, number 10, Scott Forbes, number 11, David Buss, Jason Shaw wears 12, Ganey wears number 23, Michael Ganey, Dan Hotz, number 32, Jesse McGraw, number 33, Jackie Wyatt, number 34, Stuart DeWitt, number 40, Jeffrey Clenot, number 42, Andrew Frisky, number 44, and Jeff Scharnbroich. Had played, I think, in one of the early games. Then we go with Levi Hotz for Juneau James gang, number 1. Number 2, Greg Hipshin. Billy Ellers is 5. Sean Joslin is 6. 8 is Sean Smith. 11, Doug Drakowski. Jim Carson, number 20. 21, Al Tagaban. 34, Ray Zimmer. 44, Russ Stevens. We're at center jump circle. It'll be number 34, Zimmer, for the Juneau James gang, going against number 23, Michael Ganey. For Kluckwan, Kluckwan in their maroon, moving right to left. And in the whites is Juneau James gang, who takes the tip-off. And this championship game is underway. Top of the key, they're going to go to Sean Joslin. Joslin moving around on the left side as he gives over. And they try and work it down inside. It's stolen away. Picking it up is Jesse McGraw. And here comes a fast break, and up and in and good. And Jason Shull breaks the scoring for Kluckwan and puts him out in front 2-0 with only 20 seconds gone in this ball game. Back we come the other way, and it's number 11, Doug Drakowski. He's going to work it down, shoots it up, inside the paint, no good. Rebound cleared off by Kluckwan. Fast break again, and it's going to be Shaw on the left side. This time he holds it up. Now a spin around as he gets around Doug Drakowski, and shot misses, and Hipshin picks off the rebound for the Juneau James gang. I believe that's who that is.
That's going to be Carson.
Or Jim Carson, yep. And he comes around. They work it down on the right-hand baseline. Up, and it's good. Number 34, Zimmer, gets to him. We're all tied up. A minute gone here in the first half of play. Back we go the other way on a quick-paced game. As Ganey's going to drive. Cuts across him. Right-hand high post to the lower left baseline. Puts it up and in. And Ganey's now got two, and it's a 4-2 ball game. Back we go the other way. Out that pass coming into Carson. Carson on the right-hand dribble will bring it down across the timeline for Juneau James gang. He's going to come top of the key. Andrew Frisky over there to defend him as he works it inside. Turnaround jumper in the left side of the paint. That one won't go by Drakowski, and rebound is cleared off by Kluckwan. Stuart DeWitt quickly pass. Andrew Frisky drives the lane left side. A little jump shot, but he's going to check properly by Sean Joslin. Nice block.
That was a nice block.
So Frisky will bring it in. Under the Kluckwan bucket, a minute and a half gone in this one. It's a 4-2 ball game. Kluckwan up. He goes into Shaw, back to Frisky. Jump pass way over Stuart DeWitt. Up from three, and he missed that one. Had a great interview with Stuart last night when he got inducted into the Hall of Fame. I was kidding him about his three-pointers and the fact that he sparked this Kluckwan team to do a tremendous 16-point come-from-behind win the night before last over Metlakatla. And he said, well, it's about time I made them. I went like 0-for-8 at the beginning of the game. Back we go now as he's 0 for 1, and it's going to be the ball over to the Juno James gang. They're going to work it in, spin around in the paint in double traffic, but he gets his own rebound, and Zimmer pulls that off somehow, and he's got the 4 points for Juno James gang, and we're all tied at 4 until we come down and give it to Shull, who comes across from right to left on the baseline, does a reverse layup, and it's 6-4. Back we go the other way, and it'll be Draskowski to set it up for the Juno James gang. Works it into Carson. Goes left, spins right, jumps it up, no good. But there to convert is Sean Jocelyn, who gets in the book. And now we're tied at 6, our third tie of the ball game. Back we come the other way. Duet will pass it way over on the far side. Long three up over there by number 23, Ganey. Shot isn't going to miss, and it's cleared off, and things slow down by Juno James gang. And they hand it off to Draskowski, and Doug comes across the timeline on the near side. Hits a little screen by Carson, then he drives down to the baseline, tries to shoot over the top of Shull, works it in. That one's going to go into Zimmer, who's got already two underneath, but Zimmer's going to foul, and that'll be the first foul and the first shots from the free throw line.
Yes, Jesse McGraw is going to pick up his first personal foul.
17:15 to go in this first half. Shots up, it's in, and it is good. And it's now a 7-6, one-point lead by Juno James gang. That's their first lead, as they've just come from behind by two and tied it three times. Next one is up, and it misses. He goes 1 for 2, and it's converted
by Sean Joslin.
And Joslin gets his second, so Joslin and Zimmer are the only two scoring for Juno so far. Frisky, long jump, three, right side. Looked like it would go, but it won't. And it was cleared off by Sean Joslin, but he loses it away. However, behind him was number 33, Jesse McGraw, to tip it out. And it came off of Kluckwan, and it'll be Juno's ball in backcourt. Inbounds pass goes over to Draskowski, who comes back to Carson, who drives back down. Then they double pass it down on the left side, goes over to Draskowski, but he tries to work it inside, and it's taken away by Frisky. Frisky will come down to McGraw. McGraw to DeWitt. Long pass by DeWitt, trying to hit Shull over in the far right corner, and it's tipped away by Draskowski, who was over there, and knocks it up into the bleachers. And Rayanne Johnson, one of your three officials working this game tonight, will hand the ball off to Jesse McGraw. He'll inbound it as he comes into Ganey. Back to McGraw. He gets around two defenders, drives the lane, puts it up, hangs off the rim. Won't go. Joe Thompson, your second official down there, is going to blow the whistle. And he calls a foul on Doug Draskowski, and he gets his first. And going to the line will be Jesse McGraw. And your third official down there is Eric Johnson. So Eric Johnson, Rayanne Johnson, Joe Thompson, shot up from the free throw line by McGraw. He's in the book as he makes his first of two. And we're now a 9-7 ball game. Clock one, the home team out in front by two. And the next one's up, and it's good. And it becomes, if they ever put it up, I think it's supposed to go up, 16-23, as coming back down Juno James gang. Oh, it's 9-8, and the guests are Kluckwan. So Kluckwan trails by one.
Yep.
Sorry, I got them back up backwards. Back we go the other direction. It'll be Ganey, as Juno James gang couldn't sink one. Ganey tries to go in the right-hand corner. So Kluckwan are the guests here in this game. Nice, bright maroon jerseys with gold letters and white tops and stripes. Juno James gang, the home team. They lead 9-8 here with 16:04 to go in the half. Oh, and Shull breaks in for the inbounds pass, and a nice save. It got knocked away out of bounds, and he backhands it back into the play, and it picked up by Frisky on the right side. They bring it over to DeWitt. Bounce pass left side, drive the baseline. Shull won't shoot. Oh, and he gives it off to Ganey, and Ganey puts one up off the back of the rim and out of bounds.
You know, you figured that Kluckwan would be the home team because they're in the winner's bracket, and Juno's the one that came back through the loser's bracket.
Thank you for that. I was thinking that they were, but I realized when I looked up at the point that did not go up for Kluckwan on the board. It went on the opposite side. Back we go now, Juno, and they're going to come over and give it to Billy Ellers in. Ellers, top of the key, is going to drive in the lane, gets shut off by DeWitt. Passes back out Draskowski on the left side. 3-point shot up, no good. Cleared off by Ganey. Ganey to Andrew Frisky. Quickly down the left side. He's going to get around Sean Jocelyn and shoot it up from the left-hand baseline. Andrew yet to get in the scorebook, and it's cleared off by Juno. They'll go back to Ellers. Ellers drives down the left side. He gets in triple traffic. DeWitt almost steals it away. Back to Carson. underneath, up and no good, and now back up on another conversion. That one won't go. And Russ Stevens, who just came in for Juno James' gang, misses three attempts underneath. Frisky gets the breakaway pass, drives down the left side, and Andrew misses an easy one. So Carson gets the release pass as Billy Ellers grabbed down the rebound. 14:50 to go in the first half. 9-8, Juno James gang up by one over Cluck One. They'll work it down underneath to Stevens. Stevens double steps right, comes back left. And did he travel?
Yes, he did.
I thought when I said double step, that might have been it. Turnover now as we have one team foul each. Gruskowski has one for Juno, and Cluck One has one for McGraw. And it's going to be the inbounds pass from McGraw into Jason Schull. Schull drives down, gets a screen from Frisky, spins around in the lane, loses the handle on the ball, and it's picked up by Sean Jocelyn. Jocelyn with the outlet will come over on the near side as he goes over to Sean Smith in now. As Juno James gang substituting freely, Smith works it down underneath. Russ Stevens almost loses it. Back out to Smith. Top of the key, Ellers. Left side turnaround jumper in the paint, not just outside the paint on the left side. And Carson, Jim Carson, gets his first two. And now it's a three-point lead by Juno, the home team here, 11-8. McGraw's going to tie it up. Oh, three-pointer left side did not go. He gave it a valiant effort. Rebounds cleared off by number six, Jocelyn. Jocelyn will go over to Billy Ellers, and here comes Juno on the way down. And under 14 minutes to go here, as Carson will pass it over in the left corner to Ellers. Long three, up off the glass, no good. Frisky tips it away, right into the hands of number eight, Sean Smith. Smith for Juno, back out to Carson on the near side. Thinking about three, now he goes over top of the key to Jocelyn, works it inside. That was into Stevens, back out to Jocelyn, right side to Ellers, down by the baseline. He gets shut off by DeWitt. Comes back out, goes in the lane, tries a 14-footer. Won't go, cleared off. Gainey's driving down the right side. He's going to go up, and he's tripped up, and that's going to go against Russ Stevens.
Five white. That's going to be on Billy Ellers.
Okay, Stevens was on the right. Ellers was on the left.
Yeah, I thought it was kind of looked like he got tripped up by Russ Stevens.
But we're not the officials. We're just the observers.
Yep.
Three-point ball game, 11-8. You staying awake over there, Sims? he had to give him a little. Oh, he's checking the, there you go, checking some college scores. Back we go as the Cluck One.
Series of little turnovers there.
Yeah, a whole bunch of them. Juno's going to work it down now to Hibshin in. Hibshin right side, his first possession. He'll go down underneath to Stevens, drives the baseline, shoots up over the top of Jackie Wyatt in now for Cluck One. Cluck One has also brought in, David Buss is in. And do they have one more substitution? Nope, I think that's it. So they got Scholl, they've got David Buss, they've got Andrew Frisky, they've got Michael Gainey, and they've got number 34, Jackie Wyatt. And at the free throw line is Russ Stevens. Stevens puts the shot up.
And good, nothing but net.
12-8, a four-point lead, and make it five thanks to Stevens, who goes two for two. And it's 13-8 now, and we've got 13 minutes and 7 left to go as Jason Schull will bring. Oh, and he's going to take a run down the right side. Somebody got a hand in there. He might have got fouled.
Sean Smith, I believe.
So that'll be number 8, Sean Smith's first foul. Three team fouls now for Juno James gang, two for Cluck One. Going to the line is Jason Schull. He's got a pair of twos. Now he's got an offer for a free throw, and he gets it. Takes it gracefully. And number two, courtesy of Smith. And that one's good. We have a 13-10 ball game as they close the gap to three, exactly at the 13-minute mark, with Juno having 13 points, Cluck One with 10. Back we come over, and they're going to work it inside. That's going to be Stevens on the right side, but Frisky's there to keep him out of the paint. Spins around, tries to shoot over the top of Andrew, can't. But coming to do the conversion job is going to be Ray Zimmer. And Zimmer now has 7 points, and it's another five-point lead for Juno James gang. Frisky tries a three on the left side as they come down quickly. That one won't go. So they're going to have to get some offensive rebounds as Ellers clears it off, and here comes the Juno James gang again. There haven't been very many second efforts for Cluck One. He goes in the paint, tries to shoot it up, tipped away by Juno, but picked off by Frisky behind the back dribble at midcourt. Now a nice jump pass. They're going to go on the left side. And a long three put up from the left-hand baseline by David Buss. His first shot from outside, and that one will miss. And it goes away out of bounds on the far side. Came off a shell over there. So as we near the 12-minute mark, We'll take a little break as we're going to tie a shoe down there. Schultz
sitting down for Juneau is going to be Russ Stevenson. Checking back in for Juneau is going to be Sean Joslin.
All right, and it'll be Juneau's inbounds pass in backcourt, brought in by number 34, Zimmer. Zimmer brings it down, and they work it around to Sean Smith, who puts it up from inside the lane. Right side won't go. Frisky there, along with Jason Schull, to go after the rebound. It's knocked out of Frisky's hands, and a whistle and a foul.
Ray Zimmer is going to pick up his first personal foul for Juneau.
That's the fourth for the Juneau James gang. 15-10. They lead by five, under 12 minutes to go as we near half of this, halfway through this first half, and it'll be DeWitt. Back in, goes on the right side as he gives off to McGraw. McGraw to Frisky. They stay on the right. Now DeWitt drives the lane, gets a pass from Frisky on the give and go. Frisky can't get in front of the Juneau James gang defender, even though DeWitt tried to pass back to him, and they steal the ball away, and they're going to go to Hibshin down on the left baseline, and it'll be stolen right back by David Buss. Buss comes back and gives out to Andrew Frisky. Frisky's going to drive down in the paint, hook pass over left side. McGraw up for three, won't go off the front of the rim. Cleared off by number 8, Sean Smith. Smith for Juneau James gang comes down, right-hand pass, and it's stolen by McGraw. Keeps it in play. DeWitt gets it at midcourt as he fights over at McGraw, who continued on after he slapped it in, was wide open down there, and Jesse gets an easy two, and now it's a 15-12. We're back within three, and we got either a bunch of substitutions or a timeout called by Kluckwan. It'll be a 60. We'll take a one-minute break with 11:06 to go in the first half. It's the Juneau James gang 15 and the Kluckwan team 12 here in C championship competition as you listen to Gold Medal Basketball over KINY.
Juneau Auto Sales and Service, the former Stanley Ford dealer, will install a free remote start with any purchase. They have an excellent selection of pre-owned four-wheel drives, all-wheel SUVs, and many others for you to choose from. See a sales rep for details. And did you know Juneau Auto Sales and Service is your boss snowplow dealer for Juneau? If you already have a plow, they have parts and service. If you need a plow, you can get straight blades, V-blades, sanders, and more. They even have ATV Boss plows and accessories. Find all your winter transportation needs at Juneau Auto Sales and Service in the former Stanley Ford location on Mallard behind the Nugget Mall.
Hi, this is Jody Mitchell, Vice Chair of Sea Alaska Corporation. On behalf of Sea Alaska, welcome to coverage of the Gold Medal Basketball Tournament. The spirit of competition, the pride in giving it your all, these are the values we pass on to the next generation. Please join Sea Alaska in supporting Gold Medal. Together, we hold each other up.
All right, and speaking of holding each other up, these teams do that. There's a lot of great teamwork that we see, James Jack Jr., in this gold medal tournament. And we have a foul against Kluckwan. Picking up number 2 is Jesse McGraw. Going to the line for Juneau James gang is number 34, Ray Zimmer. And Zimmer is now 2-for-3 at the free throw line. And it's a 16-12 four-point lead. Next one's up high off the back of the rim, straight up in the air, drops nothing but net on its second time through, and it's 17-12. So they're hanging on to that five-point lead.
They are, and Zimmer seems to be a pretty big factor. He's down there grabbing rebounds, making plays. He's got three twos in the first half, and he's 3-for-4 from the free throw line.
And I do not think that Kluckwan has got more than 2 second attempts on conversions on a missed shot. Because Juneau James gang's been controlling the boards down there on the defensive end.
They have been.
They're going to bring it down on the right side. Shot was put up, by Billy Ellers, and his shot missed, but Joslin comes down. He picks up his 6 points. And now the biggest lead of the ball game, 7. It's 19-12 with Juneau James gang up here at plus 7 with 10 minutes exactly to play in the first half. And another shot missed by Kluckwan. And you know what? This happened to them against Metlakatla the other night. But look what happened at the end of the half.
Yes.
And I'm sure Juneau James gang is fully aware of Kluckwan's ability to come from behind. They came from a 16-point deficit to win that game against Metlakatla. They just shut Hayward down and everybody else.
And I think you're right that Juneau is completely aware of what happened the other night. And because, you know, everybody comes here to watch their, you know, who their potential opponent is, who they're going to play.
Yep, and they, and of course they also, not only that for this year because things change, but they've watched them for years. They know all the guys individually.
Yep.
And so there's very little that can be hidden. Maybe a strategy change, but boy, when some of these teams get hot, they get hot. And it's going to be another three from the left side by McGraw. His is going to miss. They have not made a three-point shot yet. Klukwan hasn't. And I'll tell you who can shoot him. Jason Schell can shoot him. Michael Ganey can shoot him. Jesse McGraw, Stuart DeWitt, and Andrew Frisky. Nobody's made one yet. It's 19-12. They trail by seven. We're halfway more than through this first half of play with 9-10 left to go here in this C bracket championship. We are at C. So earlier we had a couple winners. The women's game was a dandy for Haynes anyway. They won it 52-32 over Hoona. And talked to Dibdahl afterwards, the coach for the Hoona girls, and he just said they just couldn't get firing at all. He felt bad, but he said it was just one of those games. Oh, a nice three on the right side. Speaking of threes, that one's going to go to
band.
And Al gets in the book with a three-pointer, and it's now a 10-point lead for Juno James Gang, and Frisky's going to try and drive down the right side. And, you know, you got to hand it to the defense underneath for Juno James Gang.
Yeah.
They are not letting Klukwan have any really easy inside shots, and they're taking all the boards.
But you know what? Klukwan really doesn't have a very really big guy that they could go to. As for Juno, they have Zimmer, they have Russ Stevens, they have Sean Joslin, they have Jim Carson. Those are all pretty big guys.
Now, here's something typical about the shooting percentages right now for Klukwan. Andrew Frisky at the free throw line just missed his first one. And I don't think, is Andrew even in the book?
He isn't. Now he is.
Okay, so he makes one for two. And it's a 22-13 9-point game. And Juno James Gang almost throws it away. Nice recovery on the near side by Billy Ellers. Ellers is going to go back to Tagaban. Tagaban drives in underneath, and they go to Carson on the left-hand baseline. A whistle and a foul against Klukwan.
That's going to be against Michael Ganey.
So Ganey gets his first, and that's the, they say that's the fourth for Klukwan. I missed one. I got two on McGraw, one on Ganey.
And one on Jackie Wyatt.
Okay, there you go. I missed that one.
Jim Carson going to the free throw line for Juno. His first shot is up and no good.
Shoots for his second. He's got 2 points in the game so far on a field goal. Next one up, rims around, and he goes 0 for 2. And I inadvertently marked that first one made, and I'm going to erase that one now. Couple open goose eggs as DeWitt puts up a three, and that one won't go. And Stewart made kind of a joke out of it last night when I talked to him, but he did go cold, and so far they just haven't connected. Frisky ended up with the rebound. Stewart's going to try another one. There you go. All right. DeWitt's got his distance now as Stewart gets three, and it's 22-16. They're back within six.
I was going to say the same thing that you said. He's dialed in now, so we'll keep an eye on him.
And back we go with Carson on the near side for Juno. He'll bounce pass out, top of the key to Ellers. Ellers almost loses it away. Frisky very quickly there, but he can't recover it. Ellers picks it up, went in the lane. Why he didn't shoot that, I have no idea. Well, maybe that was why, because he comes out and gives it to Carson. Carson nails a three. He's got a three and a two now, and they're back with a 9-point lead. Back we go, Buff. Stewart DeWitt. Right, left side up, and you said it. I said it. Stewart did it. Yep. Two in a row.
Stewart's looking up in the stands somewhere, smiling at somebody.
Well, I think half of that Klukwan rooting crowd is right here to our right down below us.
Yep.
Back we go, Carson in the lane, off the glass, spun around. He's going to be fouled. I don't know if that would have counted if it went or not. I'm not sure if his feet were off the ground yet.
44, Andrew Frisky is going to pick up his first personal foul, and we'll see if Jim Carson can make one from the free throw line. As just about a minute and a half ago, he was 0 for 2.
Up and good by Jim Carson. He's now 1 for 3. So they're back with a 7-point lead, 26-19. Juno James Gang has led this whole game. You know, I'm friends with Andrew, so I kind of watch his facial expressions down there. He is so serious when they're down like this. And the next shot by Carson misses. Rebound cleared off by Buss, who goes to McGraw, who goes to Stewart DeWitt. Across the timeline, bound pass gain. He's going to be all alone. In traffic, he misses it. As two of them closed in on him, he still had the open shot. They can't get an inside shot. And I'm not picking on them, but they just have missed some really easy ones, and they've missed a bunch of threes.
They really have.
I'm waiting for Klukwan to heat up here.
over on the Juno side, Russ Stevens handling the ball. He's being guarded by Jesse McGraw. Over to Al Tagabam, being guarded by DeWitt. Inside the big Russ Stevens, he's going to spin. They're going to call him for a travel.
Yep, he spun himself right out of control of that ball and possession of it.
Russ has a couple of points and a couple of turnovers in this first half. He's got two free throws, and he traveled twice, and we're at the 6:28 mark with a score of 26-19. Juno on top of Kwakwan in this C championship game.
So it'll be Shull on the right, left side, back over to McGraw, right-hand high post. Far side, Ganey, back out. DeWitt from three, and he didn't go. That one looked good from here. But it's cleared off as he tried his third three. He made the last two, and rebound comes down to Billy Ellers. Ellers, a right-hand dribble. Now Juno James Gang slows it up a little bit. He's going to go to Doug Drzaskowski back in, back to Ellers, as Drzaskowski comes over to the right side. Inside they go, turnaround jumper in the paint. Nice one by Sean Jocelyn.
He's got eight, is what I have.
All right, it'll be Buss, Stuart DeWitt, inside to Shull. Shull looking over in the right corner, bounce pass to Ganey, drives in the traffic. Four guys on him. He turns around, jumps it up over the top of Drzaskowski and over the top of Stevens. Misses the shot. It was clear away. Nobody got a hand on it. But Carson clears it off, and he'll come over to Smith, back to Carson, back to Smith, up from three, off the rim, no good. Cleared off by Kwakwan, who trails 28-19 with 5:14 to go in the first half. Ganey passes far in the right corner. Long three put up by Shull. That one will miss. Three-point percentage shooting for Kwakwan in this first half, zero.
Juno's starting to look a little bit fatigued. They called a timeout.
A one-minute break, and we'll take it with 5:01 left on the clock. It's 28-19. Kwakwan trails behind the Juno James gang in this championship. We'll be back with more gold medal on KINY.
Ward Air is Juno's largest family-owned flying service. Our experienced pilots have been getting families, friends, and businesses safely and efficiently to their chosen destination since 1974. With wheel planes as well as float planes, your schedule is Ward Air's schedule. So call 789-9150 to book your next flight. For safety, service, and satisfaction, it's Ward Air. 789-9150.
In need of freight assistance? Alaska Marine Lines is dedicated to serving Southeast Alaska with barge service from Seattle twice per week. Call one of their freight experts to find the fastest and least expensive way to move a shipment. Their state-of-the-art system allows them to give you the answers you need and the dependable service that you deserve. Alaska Marine Lines is the obvious choice for all of your shipping needs. Find them online at shipaml.com or call 800-950-4265.
All right, we're back now, and it's going to be a shot laid up on the right side by Juno James Gang.
And that's Billy Ellers. He's going to get his first 2 points of the game. He's having a pretty slow start to this game as against Metlakatla. I think he finished with 21.
Well, he's got two right now, and that was the two he just got.
Yep.
We go back the other way, and Frisky's going to be fouled, and that'll be a foul against Jim Carson, who picks up his first. 16 foul for Juno James Gang. Frisky goes to the line. He missed his last one out of the last two. This time he makes the front end of this one, and he's got only 2 points in this game. Next one's up. It's good. He's 3 for 4, and it's now a 30-21 ball game. As Juno James Gang is hanging on to that lead, they've been up by 10. They now lead by 9. I don't think Kwakwan's been out one time.
No, so we were tied at 2, tied at 4, tied at 6, and that's the last time that we were tied, and it's been the Juno James Gang pretty much with a 7 or 9 point lead
in
the first half of this championship game.
And when Juno James Gang first went ahead by 7, that was exactly at the 10-minute mark of this half. We're now down to 4:14 to go. So that was 5 minutes and 45 seconds ago as Juno James Gang tries to shoot a jumper on the right side. That one is going to miss by Ellers, and it's knocked it out of bounds. It came off of number 34, Zimmer. And so it'll be Kwakwan's ball in backcourt. It'll be DeWitt to inbound it to Jason Shull. Long pass, three over on the right side, and then a long shot put up by David Buss, who's not in the scorebook yet, and he's missed 3 3-point attempts. 30-21, we're under 4 minutes to go. Back we come on the left side. It'll be Ellers. Doug Drazkowski, actually, in the right-hand baseline. Goes into Zimmer, back out to Ehlers. Ehlers now back to Zimmer. Right-hand high post next to the free throw line. Puts up a little easy shot. That one won't go. Cleared off by number 11, David Buss. Buss goes to Schull. Schull drives down. Gets around Ehlers in the paint. A little too hard, and that one won't go. And Kluckwan might finally get one in the lane, and they do. As a scuffle for the ball, it's tipped away. Goes over to David Buss. He finally gets to the scorebook, and they're shooting about 25% inside.
They are.
30-23, they're back within seven as we near the three-minute mark.
You know, Mike, even as poorly as they've been shooting in this first half, it's still only a seven-point game. Imagine if they were making them. We have a foul on David Buss.
Yeah, he came out screaming from inside the lane to try and get that rebound. Went into the hands of Ehlers, and he just nailed him like a, you know, a safety block.
And he walks over to Ehlers and asks him, hey, you okay? And kind of gives him a tap on the shoulder.
Well, Ehlers got up, and he'll receive the inbounds pass from Drazkowski. Under 3 minutes to go now. 30-23. Judo James Gang has the ball. They have the lead. They have Ehlers on the baseline. Puts it up. He's going to be fouled by Buss.
By Schull, I believe.
Oh, yep, you're right. So Jason gets his first foul. And now Michael Ganey will come back in for Kluckwan. And going to sit down is going to be David Buss.
Now we have a one-and-one situation for Juno as Kluckwan has 17 fouls.
So Billy Ehlers has not been to the line yet. He'll set for his first in the one-and-one. Off and in and good, and he'll shoot another as he now has 3 points. And it's a 31-23, 8-point lead. Were they up by 10 or 11?
They were up by 10.
So that's been the biggest spread of the ball game. I knew it was double digits. Back we come now, and it'll be a second shot by Billy Ehlers. Off the rim, no good. Cleared off by McGraw. McGraw for Kluckwan. He'll take it all the way down the right side. Goes in the corner. Jason Schull from three. Rims around, won't go. Tipped up accidentally by Judo James Gang. That almost went in. It would have been a Kluckwan bucket. They finally clear it off, and it'll come out to Sean Joslin. Joslin gives away to Ehlers, and Ehlers looks up at the 2:34 clock and continues to drive down the left side. All over him over there is Michael Ganey, and he works it away. Comes over, and I don't think that basket will count as they got over to Sean Joslin. But there was a whistle before the shot, and Ehlers will go back to the free throw line again.
And Andrew Frisky is going to pick up his second personal foul. So Ehlers is going to go back to the free throw line, shoot another one-and-one, as he was 1-for-2 on his last trip.
I think she signaled he was shooting two.
Oh, he was shooting two?
Yep, I'm almost sure that I saw Renee with that signal, so let's see what happens. It'll be what it is. Up, and he makes it, so it doesn't matter whether he was shooting one or two in the one-and-one or a two-point jump shooting shot, but his first one's good, and it's now 32-23, and Juno James Gang looking at being up by 10 one more time. 2:28 to go in the half. That one will rattle around, and ooh, just hangs on the front rim, then rolls backwards and drops in, and that's exactly where we're at, 33-23, as we go to the 2:23 mark. Back we go, near side McGraw. McGraw comes over on the left side to Buss, works it in, Frisky. In traffic, a little hook shot up, and that one won't go. McGraw tries to get it. Frisky will be fouled. He'll go to the free throw line, and they finally put that point up on the scoreboard. Frisky's been there twice before. He made one and two the first time, made both of them last trip. He has not made a field goal yet. Next one's up, in, and that one's good.
Craig Hipson for Juno is going to pick up his first personal foul, and we have 17 fouls for the Juno team.
All right, next one up by Frisky is good. It's 33-25. They're back within eight. So Andrew is now five out of six. Go back over to Drazkowski, over to Hipson. Oh, and a stolen ball. There's going to be a foul. Reaction. Michael Ganey tipped it away. He would have had the easy layaway, and he was grabbed and held up by Billy Ehlers. That was almost...
And the refs put their arms up in the X, so it's going to be an intentional foul.
So they'll get two shots and get the ball back.
Yep. Yep.
I thought that was
a good call because Ehlers wrapped him up around his waist.
You know, and I'm glad I made it up here. starting to figure these calls out. Now we go.
Ganey missed his first one and made his second.
So Michael Ganey now 1-for-2. And it'll be Kluckwan's ball in on the far side. It's 33-26. They're back within seven. 2 minutes exactly on this first half clock. This is gold medal C championship basketball coming your way over KINY. We're in the Juno Douglas High School gym. And another three by Kluckwan will not go.
There's Andrew Frisky's first bucket of the game.
He missed the three, but he got the conversion, and he now has a total of 7 points in his first field goal, and it's 33-28. He gets them back within five. Zimmer, left side to Hitchens for Juno James gang, down on the baseline. Back out to Drazkowski, he'll drive the lane. He gets in, shut off by Frisky. Tries to jump over the top of him anyway, puts it up, won't go. McGraw clears off the boards, a minute 22. So Kluckwan can close the gap here as they come to DeWitt. DeWitt has two threes. He's tried five. Back they go on a give and go to McGraw, and he misses the bunny on the right side. A beautiful assist by DeWitt over to Jesse. Driving the lane, he's smiling as he looks at it. He shakes his head, can't believe he missed that. Neither can I, to be honest. And back we come the other way. Turnaround jumper on the left side in between Stuart DeWitt and Andrew Frisky. Zimmer made a great move there, Dave, or James.
Yeah, he's got 10 points in the first half, and we're at 50 seconds in this championship game.
First half of play. We got another half coming your way. Frisky to DeWitt, up from three, way off. Oh, and it's good. Look off to the right from here, but DeWitt nailed his third three. So we go back the other way as Stewart has 9 points and it's 35-31. Back with a four-point game, 30 seconds. A missed shot by Juno, a rebound by Kluckwan. They could get another score up, or Juno can stretch the lead by making a good one. They're taking their time, 22 seconds. They're going to work it in, and they do give it away, but there's going to be a whistle and a foul. Everybody goes to the free throw line with fouls now for the rest of this half, which is only 19 seconds long.
Michael Ganey is going to pick up his second personal foul.
And we go to Jim Carson at the free throw line as one of three. Now he's two of four as that one's up and good. Substitution is coming back. It is going to be Buss for Kluckwan. Coming out is going to be Jesse McGraw. It's 36-31. Juno James stretches the lead to five going into halftime. They've got Andrew Frisky down at the other end by himself. Next one's up, and that one's good. And Carson goes two for two on this trip, 37-31. Stuart DeWitt brings it in, 15 seconds as he comes to midcourt. Across midcourt, it's 12. Over a long pass on the near side to Frisky. Frisky makes a turnaround against Sean Smith in the lane. Fadeaway jumper. Shull puts it up, won't go. Frisky gets a rebound. Pass under to Shull. Ganey, buzzer, there you go. Can't get a shot off. And that's going to be our halftime score. It's going to be 37. It's not going to be. It is 37-31 in favor of Juno. We're going to take a two-minute timeout and come back with more at halftime in this C-Championship game as you listen to gold medal basketball coming your way from the Juno Douglas High School gym. And we're 34 minutes past the 6 o'clock hour as you listen on 800 AM and 103.5 FM, KINY.
By now, you've probably heard that Little Tokyo downtown on Seward Street is serving all-you-can-eat sushi. They have the freshest all-you-can-eat rolls starting at $24.95 per person. If you want to add on all-you-can-eat appetizers, rolls, and sushi, it's only $29.95, and kids under 5 eat free. Kids 6 to 11 are 50% off. Dine in only, so bring your appetite. Little Tokyo has a full menu available, and they offer delivery to downtown Lemon Creek and Douglas. Call in your order at 523-0344. That's 523-0344.
Hello, it's Toyota's One for Everyone sales event. This is Jan. How can I help?
I'm looking for a great deal on a new Toyota.
Okay. Why are we whispering?
Sorry, I'm in one of those open floor plan offices and everybody can hear me.
Oh, well now through April 3rd, you can get low APR financing or great lease offers on RAV4, Prius, Corolla, Tundra.
Tundra? Shh. Uh-oh. The boss is coming over.
Oh.
He wants to know if he can get a great deal on a Toyota?
Yep. There's deals for everyone in the office.
Hey, Jan says there's one for everyone, you guys.
Toyota's One for Everyone sales event is on now with great deals on your favorite models. But this event ends April 3rd. Come in and get yours today. Toyota, let's go places. Not all customers will qualify. See your participating dealer for details.
Take advantage of great limited-time savings. Visit Mendenhall Toyota in Juneau today. Toyota, let's go places.
Bobcat of Juneau is your rental equipment yard for Southeast Alaska. They rent out skid steers, excavators, backhoes, loaders, trailers, and much more. And Bobcat is your new Genie Lift dealer in Southeast. They're now renting out scissor lifts, telehandlers, man lifts, articulated booms, and light plants. You'll love what you can rent at Bobcat for homeowners and contractors alike. Stop in and check them out. Bobcat of Juneau. Located in Lemon Creek on Glacier Highway. Open Monday through Saturday at 8 a.m. Call 523-7920.
All right, welcome back to halftime. We got 2.5 minutes to go before we come back to have a little more basketball coming your way. 1.5 games left to go, folks. That's going to wrap up 40 games of the 11th annual. Sorry, the 71st annual. I only missed 60 years in there somewhere. The gold medal basketball game brought to you by the Juneau Lions Club. And James Jack Jr., how about a little individual scoring stats for the folks out there wondering how their favorite players did?
Okay, David Buss has one foul for Buck Juan. He's got 2 points in the first half. Jason Shull's got one foul. He had one bucket and two for two from the free throw line, which gave him 4 points. Michael Ganey has two fouls. He has a couple of buckets, and he was one for two from the free throw line, so he has 5 points. Jesse McGraw has two fouls. He was two for two and hit a bucket, so he's got 4 points. Jackie Wyatt has one foul and no points. Stuart DeWitt has a total of 9 points with three threes. And then Andrew Persky, just before halftime, picked up his first bucket, and he went 5 for 6. Yeah, 5 for 6 from the free throw line. And Plus One shot 10 for 12. From the charity stripe.
Pretty good percentage.
Yeah.
But not enough field goals, and they missed a lot of three-point attempts.
Yep.
And a lot of inside shots.
Yep.
I think if Kluckwan had made all 50% of their shots,
they'd be leading.
Be a whole different ballgame.
Yeah.
All right, Juneau James gang, here's how it looked for them. They're doing a great job in this tournament. They've surprised a lot of people. Didn't they lose their first game and they've come from behind?
They did.
Yep, they're winning all these to get into the championship game. So Greg Hipshin has a foul and he was scoreless. Billy Ellers has 5 points. He has one foul. He went 3 for 4 at the line. Sean Joselyn added 8 points on 4 twos. And Sean Smith with one foul was scoreless. And one foul went to Doug Drazkowski as well. And he is scoreless. Jim Carson has 8 points for the Juneau James gang. He had a 2, a 3, and he was 3 for 5 at the free throw line. Al Tagabon had a 3. That's his only score. And Ray Zimmer picked up 2 fouls. He has 11 points to lead Juneau. And actually, he's the leading scorer of the ball game. He picked up 4 twos, and he was 3 for 4 at the line. That's how he got his 11. And then we come back with Russ Stevens, his only score, a pair of free throws, 2 for 2, and they shot 11 out of 15.
You know, Mike, if I'm not mistaken, this Juneau team that's on the floor right now, a team had to pull out of the tournament, and these guys, they threw a team together real
yep.
quick. And you think that if they win the championship, you think they'll get an invite back next year? They'll be actually part of the tournament and not just a team that did.
You know, I'm not sure how that works. I know I've heard discussions about this fact that this is to bring teams in from outside the Juneau, and that's why they don't let Juneau teams in. Or maybe don't let isn't the right word. I'm not the guy to address that. I'll ask one of the Lions Club members, but you've got a point there, James, as we're back in action and we switch directions. Kluckwan's going to go left to right. They're going to try and figure out how to dig themselves out of a 6-point deficit, 36-31, as they come to Frisky, top of the key. Frisky's defended by Joselyn. Now he gets a pick, goes left, shoots up a 3 off the front of the rim, and another Kluckwan 3-point attempt misses, and the rebound's cleared off. Has a great job on the defensive boards by Juneau, who does not give Kluckwan any second attempts after they miss a 3. And they'll go down and work at far side. Long 3 up right side. That one's going to miss by Al Tagabon for Juneau. And the ball goes away, but there's a whistle and a foul.
Brian Zimmer is going to pick up his 3rd personal foul.
Okay, so Zimmer gets the whistle for Juneau James gang. And it'll be an inbound pass from Jesse McGraw into Jason Shull. Shull over on the left side goes to Stuart DeWitt, who tries another 3. He's only made 3 of them out of 9 attempts. Back we go the other way, and it's going to be Juneau James gang with Drazkowski driving the left side. Back out. Oh, rimming in and out on a nice try for a 3-pointer with Sean Joselyn. His shot misses. Rebound's cleared off by Kluckwan. They try a nice DeWitt's driving, or Shull's driving down across the top of the key going left, and he tried a no-look pass underneath, but it was That was read very well by Juno James' gang. They tip it out of bounds. Inbounds pass to McGraw. Back over to DeWitt. Drives in the paint. One thing he doesn't do very often, but coming around from behind him, pick up the nice conversion, is going to be Michael Gainey. And Gainey now gets his fifth point, and it's 37-33. They're back within four. With the lead, Juno James' gang coming right to left now in the second half. Comes over to Tagaban on the left side. DeWitt there to defend. Works it inside to Zimmer. Zimmer in traffic. Gets around Frisky. Outmaneuvers Andrew and Jesse McGraw both. And Zimmer gets another two, and that's his 13th point. 39-33, back with a six-point lead at the 18-minute mark of the second half of play. Frisky on the far side. Back over to McGraw. Back to Frisky. Gets a screen. He's going to shoot another three. That one won't go. McGraw follows down the right side of the lane after he set the pick, and he picks off the rebound. And a foul against Juno. 21.
Be against Al Tagaban.
Gets his first?
Yes.
Okay, and it's inbound pass to Frisky in traffic, and Zimmer shuts him off.
Twice, not once, but twice. Zimmer blocked Frisky.
Yep, a nice move by Zimmer, and Andrew's shaking his head, and it's going to be, if the ball went out of bounds, they're going to bring it into McGraw. He's going to try a three. That one will go finally, and McGraw gets his first three. He's got a two and two free throws, and it's 39-36. Well, they're creeping back in there, but the reason they are is Juno's not scoring.
Yep.
Breaking the action. What do we have, a time violation?
We're going to have a foul on Al Tagaban. Must have been an illegal pick, I think.
Yeah, that'll be his second foul. So it'll be McGraw, right side for three, as he got a nice pass from Jason Shaw. And Jesse McGraw turns over a brand new ball game as we're tied at 39, and that's what Cluck One does. They get one guy who starts hitting those threes from outside. We can pick them on them all we want about missing them. Juno James' gang misses a bunny. Long pass, full court, up off the glass, and unfortunately, Shaw misses an easy one. In there to defend was Sean Jossum, but he wasn't close enough to stop the shot, and it was put up by Shaw, a little weak. And Juno James, oh, and they steal it again. McGraw, he just had two threes. Give and go Frisky down the left side. Into Joslin breaks up another one, and it goes out of bounds. Frisky holding his right hand now. Came off a Juno James gang. DeWitt will bring it in. Now Juno James gang substituting. Coming in is going to be Russ Stevens and also number 8, Sean Smith. And who else came in? Three of them. Back in is number 20, Jim Carson. So those three, along with Sean Jocelyn and Billy Ellers, as the inbounds pass for Cluckwan goes to Frisky. A jump shot over the top of Carson. Carson's going to draw the whistle. Nice forced shot by Andrew Frisky to get him to the line. Carson comes up with his second foul.
You could definitely tell that Sean Jocelyn, the fatigue starting to kick in, because in the first half he was calling for a sub, and right now he was trying to take himself out, and everybody's like, no, get back in there. They didn't have a sub for him.
No, they didn't, and Andrew makes his first shot, so it's 40-31, and Cluckwan now owns their first lead of the ball game. Second shot by Andrew Frisky's up and misses. Rebound is knocked out of bounds on the far side. They're going to say it came off of, I think, Michael Gainey. Nope, they're going to say it came off of Juno. Stuart DeWitt's going to inbound it, the new Hall of Fame inductee last night. One of two, he and Nick Davis. And he passes it in. It was intended for McGraw, but McGraw doesn't handle it, and it's stolen away by Ellers, who goes coast to coast. McGraw, or Stuart DeWitt, meets him down on the baseline to shut him off. He'll bring it back out. Now they work it in. Oh, my goodness, a nice layup. That was a nice one by Zimmer.
Russ Stevens.
Oh, Stevens is back in, yep. So he gets only his fourth point of the ball game. 41-40, a second lead change. As Juno's up now by one. Cluckwan had one. And now a fifth foul going against Juno James' gang. And who's that one on? That's going to be on
number four.
Who's number four? I think that's the wrong number.
Yeah,
again.
Maybe. Yeah,
there we go.
Going to be on Russ Stevens.
So he gets his second. And at the line is going to be Jason Shaw, and he'll put that one up. It's in and good, and he's now 3-for-3, and we're all tied up at 41. Back we go with Shaw to shoot that. That's good, and another lead change. Cluckwan now out in front, our third lead change, and it's 42-41, 16 minutes ago. in what is not going to be a boring second half of basketball. Championship competition coming your way from the gold medal basketball tournament. Bounce pass inside. Carson goes into Hipchin. Hipchin's shot misses. Gets his own rebound and he takes it right away from Andrew Frisky. Back out, long three, right side. Carson's shot misses. Follows the shot over to the left, but it's tipped away by Hipchin, but it goes right into the hands of Shull from three on the left side. His misses. Frisky will clear the boards. Turnaround jumper right side, and he's blocked again, this time by Hipchin. I don't think I've seen Andrew have that many shots blocked underneath before. They've got a bit of a height advantage, but not all that.
You know what? They're pretty much shutting him down. He's got a bunch of free throws in the first half, but he's only got one bucket, so they're playing excellent defense. Hipchin, he's playing pretty well. Somebody made a comment the other day, I think it was Andrew Frisky, that said, you know, most of these guys on the Juno team, you know, they're qualified to play in the Masters.
Yep,
they are.
You did say
and
that last night.
Yeah, they're here competing. They're giving Kluck one all they want.
They certainly are. We were talking about that last night when he was up here at the booth, when he came up to remind us that the Hall of Famers were going to be drawn. So we're a 42-41 ball game. Kluck one with the one-point lead at 15-21. Juno James gang with a ball underneath their own bucket trying to inbound it. Ganey will kick it away out of bounds, so they'll do that one more time. Zimmer breaks into the lane, runs right smack over the top of Ganey, or Jesse McGraw, and a shot's put up, and a whistle.
Another foul by Zimmer.
Yep. That's going to be, if that's four on Zimmer, that's a big
30,
deal.
34.
They've only got three. I've got four.
Yeah, I've got four as well, so.
Jesse McGraw, left side baseline. He's going to drive. For Kluckwan, tries to lay it up on a little spin around, and that one will not go, and it's cleared off by Juno. They go down to Zimmer. Zimmer has it reached in from behind and stole it, but they get it right back. And that's up and good by Stevens. So Stevens gets four here, two twos back to back, and it's a 43-42 Juno lead with now our fourth lead change. Back we go, right side. It's going to be David Buss. Back out McGraw from three on the left hand high post. That one won't go underneath to clear it off. Bus back out. Stuart DeWitt from three on the right one. That one won't go either. Zimmer gets the outlet pass from Stevens. Now gives off to Carson, and Carson will bring it down court. 14:30 left to go in the half. Carson driving the lane in traffic. Puts it up. Tripped away. Is McGraw going to get a whistle?
I think it's going to be
either him or Ganey.
Yeah. Oh, that's on David Bus.
Well, he and Ganey and Bus were all there, but I was looking on this side.
You know what's kind of weird is that Ganey was kind of putting his hand up like
he committed
the foul.
And Carson comes up now with his fourth out of six free throws, his first point in the second half. 42-44, two-point lead by James Gang. Carson can make it a three-point game, but he does not as he misses this one. But it'll make it a four-point game on the conversion. It's going to be Sean Jocelyn. Gets his 10th point and his first two of the second half. All the way down we go, and Michael Gady's just taking that one. He says, to heck with this. I'm going to get a couple back, and he does. It's 46-44. Kluck one trails by two. Carson will bring it down for Juno. Go on the far side. Gady out to defend. Bounce pass on the right-hand baseline. Shot put up by Ellers inside the three-point circle. Russ Stevens gets the rebound. Passes it back over as they control the boards on their own rebounds. Back to Carson. Drives over the top of Ganey. Off the glass, and that one's good. Ganey doesn't get a whistle. Carson gets the 2 points.
That was a tough shot by Carson.
He stuck in there. 48-44. Juno up, and a whistle and a foul, and that's going to go against Andrew.
Russ Stevens.
Well, Stevens is going to get it for Juno.
He's going to pick up his third personal foul.
Okay, and I said Andrew, but Frisky isn't even in there. He's on the bench. Who came in for him? Not sure.
I think Michael Ganey.
Ganey at the line right now. If he's the one that came in, he's the one shooting free throws.
But also Jackie Wyatt into the game for plus one as well.
Only Wyatt's second in entrance in.
Michael Ganey's first free throw of the second half is up and no good.
So the score remains 48-44, Kluck one trailing. And Ganey's second one misses, but Shull will be there to get the rebound. Almost gives it away to Ganey. Then he's defended by Drazkowski. Almost steals it from behind. Shull's looking at his hands, wondering what happened. Back we go on the left side to Buss, down to Stuart DeWitt, right-hand side, 10 feet out from the baseline, up and don't go off the front of the rim. Right into the hands of Ganey, back to DeWitt. He's going to try another one. That's from halfway up the circle. That one won't go. Cleared off by, I get Zimmer and Stevens mixed up. They're both about the same size. Zimmer outlets it as he goes over to Ehlers. Ehlers across the timeline. Back over Driskowski from three. Oh, nothing but net on the right side, and Doug nails his first bucket of the ball game. And it's 51-44, and it's again a seven-point lead. That's what happened with 10 minutes to go in the first half when Juno James Gang took up their first one. Now we'll come back the other way, and Shull's going to nail a three. So back-to-back threes as Shull answers the call, and it's 51-47. They're back within four. Juno with the lead and the ball. Down to Driskowski on the left-hand baseline. Back out to Ehlers in traffic. Tries to pass it away. Nicely knocked away by Buss. Picked up by DeWitt. DeWitt's going to come down, go on the left side to Shull. Thinks about three, won't take it. Buss does it either. Buss moves DeWitt inside and brings it back out. Halfway up the right side. And on the left side, he passes it. Ganey nails a three down in the far corner. And he gets his first three of the ball game. He's got three twos. And we're back with a one-point ball game at the 12-minute mark. 51-50. Juno up by one.
Bob Sims just showed me his phone, and Oregon has put Kansas out of the tournament.
Wow. We got a timeout on the floor, and it's going to be a 60, according to Joe Thompson. 11:59 to go. We'll take a one-minute break. It's a one-point game. Juno's up. You're listening to Gold Medal Basketball from the Juno Douglas High School over KINY.
Don't play it cool, call Ice Fuel.
Winter's here, so make sure you're warm when those chilly nights come around. It's time to think about those winter heating bills, so get the jump on them now with the Ike-O-Matic Pay Ahead Plan. There's nothing better than being warm, and with a Keep Full program, Ike's will keep you full from now until next summer. Call Ike's Fuel for details. 364-3420. Ike's Fuel, keeping Juno warm for over 50 years.
Sportsman's Warehouse and the Nugget Mall in Juneau is proud to be part of the Southeast Alaska community and a sponsor of sporting activities throughout the year. Just as they are proud to offer you outdoor sportsman's equipment and accessories for all of your hunting, fishing, camping, and outdoor activities. Sportsman's Warehouse offers ammo, safes, scopes, bows, binoculars, hunting boots, kayaks, and a whole lot more. Check out sportsmanswarehouse.com for Hooked on Savings specials this week, good through March 26. Sportsman's Warehouse and the Nugget Mall open 7 days a week. Call 500-9720.
All right, back in action, and Juno James Gang with a one-point lead are going to go to Ehlers. He'll drive the right side baseline. Shot won't go. Hey, gets his own rebound, puts it up. That one won't go, and he and Jesse McGraw tie the ball up as he tries to get another attempt, and they're going to call a jump ball, and the possession arrow will give it over to Kwekwon in backcourt.
And I think they actually called that on Billy Ehlers. He's going to take that.
Oh, he got a foul. I thought he called a jump ball.
Yeah, that should have been a jump
actually,
ball.
Actually, Eric called a jump ball. So it must have been overridden. I saw him up with both hands in the air. So that's where your three officials come in to balance each other out. So that'll be foul number three against Ehlers. And going to the line is Jesse McGraw. Up, in, and good. And ladies and gentlemen, we have a brand new ball game. 51-51, 11:40 to go in the C-bracket competition.
We were last tied at 41, and now we have another lead change of Jesse McGraw. Knocks down a couple of free throws, so we have a score of 52-51 with Kwekwon on top of Juno with 11.5 minutes to go in this C-bracket championship. Back on the Juno side, Al Tagaban being guarded by Andrew Frisky. Has the ball stolen away by, he was trying to get the ball to Driskowski, stolen away by Buss. He's going to pull up for a three. It's up, no good. Rebound. Driskowski and Buss were kind of fighting for it, and Buss fell out of bounds, holding onto the ball, so it's going to go back in Juno's direction.
Two number 11s going at it.
Yep.
Inbound pass to Ehlers.
Ehlers passed the ball off to Tagaban. Tagaban bringing the ball to the floor for Juno. He's going to be bumped by Frisky. Back on top to Ehlers. Ehlers going to get a screen from Russ Stevens. He's going to drive. He's going to go. They're going to call a travel.
They're going to call a travel or a charge.
Yeah. He's lucky that they called a travel instead of a charge because that would have been his fourth personal foul.
So that's going to be Stuart DeWitt to bring it in back court for Kwekwon. Buck One is up by one, 52-51. We've had five lead changes, but only by 1 point. Cluckwad is only led by one. Now they come down and they throw it away. I don't know what that was all about.
I don't know who DeWitt was trying to pass it.
Well,
to,
I think Buss and Frisky were both down there, and I think they both went inside. Stewart must have thought somebody was coming out.
Yeah. So we're tied at 2, 4, and 6, 39. The last tie was at 41. Now it's 51-52 with Cluck One with a one-point lead on top of the Juno James gang. Back on the Juno side, Zimmer passes the ball inside to Jim Carson. He's going to be fouled by number 34, Jackie Wyatt. And that's only going to be Cluck One's third personal or third team foul.
Juno James gang had eight here in the second half. 51-52, Juno's up.
And they were asking if it was going to be a shooting foul, and it is not. It's going to be on the ground. So passing the ball in for Juno is going to be Al Tagaban toward the street side of the gym, underneath their own basket, puts the ball up to Billy Eller's outside three-point line. He drives into traffic, puts it up.
Wow,
good.
So nice
another,
move.
Yeah, that was a nice move. So we have another lead change as Juno goes back on top, 53-52 with 10.5 to play. Frisky on the clock long side, puts up a three, it's up and good. That's going to be his first three-pointer and only his second bucket of the game.
Now a two-point lead.
Two-point lead for Cluckwan. Coming back on the Juno side, Carson. Carson over to Ellers, being guarded by DeWitt on top of the three. He's getting a screen from Zimmer. He goes around the screen on the opposite side, puts it up for three. It's up and good. So we have another lead change. Juno goes back on top as Billy Ellers knocks down a three. 56-55, just under the 10-minute mark. Bringing the ball up for Cluckwan. It's going to be Frisky. Frisky over to McGraw. Over to DeWitt. DeWitt's going to put up a three over Tagaban. Up, no good. Rebound comes down to Carson. Carson bringing the ball up for Juno. Juno's got a one-point lead in this C-bracket championship. Carson behind his back. Over to Zimmer. He's going to put it up. He's going to draw the foul from
Jesse McGraw.
Jesse McGraw, yep, you're
That'll
right.
That'll be his third.
So a little bit of foul trouble for McGraw.
Wait a minute. You know what? They're not going to give that to Wyatt, are they?
Oh, yeah, they're going to give that to... So that's going to be his third.
That is, and I don't think I agree with that call.
And I agree with you.
First shot up, Ray Zimmer misses the free throw.
So he's got 15 points so far. Let's see if he can make it 16 with his second attempt. His free throw is up and good. So he's got 16 points in this game. And we have a score of 57-55 with Juno on top of Cluckwan coming back on the Cluckwan side to Andrew Frisky over to Jason Shaw. He fakes a three, drives down the lanes, has the ball slapped away by Zimmer. Shaw hits the floor. Wyatt's there to help him up. It's going to remain Cluckwan's ball. And they trail by two.
9:20 to go.
McGraw to pass the ball in for Cluckwan into DeWitt. DeWitt up at the free throw line, back out at the three-point line, over to Andrew Frisky. Frisky being guarded by Carson, over to Jackie Wyatt. He puts it up off the glass, no good. Rebound comes down to Sean Joslin for Juno.
Joslin gives over to Carson. Carson on the left-hand dribble across the timeline as the clock goes under the 9-minute mark.
Joslin fakes a three. Now he'll pull up for a three, and he'll hit a three.
So Sean gets his, he's got five twos and a three, and all of a sudden, Juno has that five-point lead back, and we're going to come over, and Shell's going to try a three. Won't go. Frisky gets the rebound, puts it up. He'll be fouled again. Andrew's going back to the line, and foul's going to go against number 34. And I believe
I have him for five, and they have him for four.
Yeah, I do, too. I do, too. So, anyway, we're not the official scorebook, so we'll leave it at four, and Frisky will go to the line. Puts it up, skips off the front of the rim, but comes off the glass, drops in, and Andrew is now 7 for 9 from the free throw line. And he's got a 3 and a 2, and it's a 60-56, 60-57 as he goes 8 for 10, shooting 80%, and we go to the 8 minute and 40 seconds.
Bringing the ball up for Juno. It's going to be Carson. Carson puts it up off the glass and good. Give Jim Carson a couple more points. As he's got 9, 10, 14 points in this game. And nice pass to Michael Gainey from Jason Shaw, but a little bit too hard, so we have a turnover as Gainey was wide open underneath the basket, but he couldn't hold on to the ball. So bringing the ball back up the floor for Juno is going to be Carson.
Carson get that last two?
Yes, he did.
Okay.
Carson over to Ellers, back over to Carson, inside to Zimmer. Zimmer's going to spin in traffic, puts it up off the glass, no good, rebound, gets his own rebound, puts it back up and off the glass, and good.
Boy, so, Zimmer's having a tremendous game inside.
He is. He's the difference maker in this one.
Yep, he certainly is, and Kluckwan can't shut him off. DeWitt, bounce pass inside, Frisky, turn around over Ellers, can't shoot it. Back over to Gainey, left side, now to DeWitt. Inside Frisky. He's going to go in the paint, puts it up, and that one misses. He got tripped up. I think he was looking for a foul against Zimmer, but it didn't happen.
I think so. Juno on top by 7, 64-57 with 7.5 to go in this C-Bracket Championship. Down on the Juno side, Carson brought it up, passed it over to Ellers, over to Sean Smith. He put it up for 3. Rebound, or no good. Rebound comes down to McGraw. McGraw bringing the ball up for Kluckwan. He drives, and he's going to...
They're going to call it against Juno. I thought Ellers was set, but he gets the whistle.
Ellers, Ellers was set. He's going to pick up his fourth personal foul, though. And Jesse McGraw is going to go to the free throw line to shoot a pair as he's got a couple free throws in this half. He had a couple of threes in this half.
Well, that's a big deal leaning in the favor of Kluckwan with Ellers having those four. All right, McGraw at the line, pushes off on a right-handed shot. That one's up, and it's good. And Jesse now has... 5 for 5. Brings the score back to 64-58. 6-point deficit for Kluckwan. Coming out is going to be Ellers. Coming back in is Russ Stevens.
McGraw's got 13 points in this game. See if he can make a 14.
And he does. He rattles it around a little, but it drops through, and he's good for 6 for 6, and it's 64-59 as we near the 7-minute mark. Outlet pass goes in to Sean Smith. Smith will drive down the right side, gets a nice screen by Carson, puts it up on the glass over the top of one of the defenders. That was Shaw, and Jesse McGraw clears off the missed shot, brings it down immediately in the right-hand corner to Gainey. Gainey passes it into Frisky. Frisky cannot get around Zimmer in there, tries it again. Now he tries to pass to Shaw, and a bad pass is in there to break it up. Was that Zimmer that stepped in there? So, Kluckwan is having their share of mistakes in here.
They are. And if it wasn't for so many mistakes and missed opportunities and a lack of second chance points, I don't think this would really be much of a game.
Not to take anything away from Juno, they're very consistent. They never give up. They get the offensive rebounds. We get the defensive rebounds as well. And they pass it into Ellers back in the game, and he's going to have Stuart DeWitt over him, and Stuart's going to draw a whistle and a foul. A little reaching in, grabbing him by the arm. I think that's the first foul against Stuart.
Yeah, that's what I have.
And that'll bring Ellers to the free throw line.
Not yet. So we have a score of 64-59 with 6:39 to go. Juno on top of Kluckwan. Kluckwan hasn't lost a game this tournament. Juno fought their way back, so we have to give them a bunch of credit because they're flat out beating Kluckwan, and now Russ Stevens is going to pull up from the free throw line. It's up, no good. Rebound comes down to Frisky. Frisky's going to drive it down on Ellers. He goes left, goes right. He puts it up off the glass, and it bounces around and goes in.
I think we might have got fouled as well.
I don't think there was a foul. I think we're going to have a timeout.
Timeout on the floor. It'll be a 60. We'll take a break with 6:13 to go in the second half. It's 64-61. Juno James Gang over Kluckwan in C Bracket Championship. As you're listening to Gold Medal Basketball coming your way from the Juno Douglas High School gym. It's 4 minutes past the, where'd my clock go? I think it's 7 o'clock. Yep, 4 minutes after 7 Alaska time, you're listening to Gold Medal Basketball live from the capital city of Juneau from the Juneau Douglas High School gym over KINY.
Sure as the yearly return of the Canada Goose, the changing seasons signal the beginning of the spring tire sale at Les Schwab Tires. It's a time of rebirth, excitement, and a heck of a great deal on select tires for just about anything you'd be driving this spring. So if you think you might need new tires, stop on in. We'll come running. And if that seems overly excited, well, that's just who we are. Spring or not. Les Schwab Tires. Doing the right thing matters.
The Bartlett Oncology Center is committed to effective and convenient care of patients being treated for cancer and cancer-related conditions. Located in the Southeast Cancer Center building, the Bartlett Oncology Center is a local liaison between primary care providers and Bartlett Regional Hospital. For questions, contact the center directly at 796-8720.
Michael Gainey missed another two easy ones for Cluck One.
He did. That was, he missed his... Jim Carson's going to pick up a couple for Juno on the other side, but Michael Gainey missed the easy one, got his rebound, missed another easy one, and...
Should have been fouled.
Yeah.
He was fouled. It should have been called. But I don't say much about these guys, these officials. They're letting everybody play, and we talked about that during the interview. Whistle and a foul, and I think that's going to go against Juno James' gang.
Yep, that's going to be against Russ Stevens. He's going to pick up his fourth personal foul.
So we got four on Billy Ellers, four on Ray Zimmer, and four on Stevens. That could be a big factor in this last 5.5 minutes of this game.
Yes.
Go to the line is Michael Gainey for Cluck One. Pushes it off, and that one's going to be short, and it misses.
He misses his last couple.
Yep, he's actually missed his last three. He's 1 for 4.
Yep, you're right.
That one's in. He's now 2 for 5. And it's 66-62. They're back within four. So we had the crowd shout here a little bit ago for, let's hear it for Juno. Let's hear it for Cluck One. It was at 10 times of the decibels for Cluck One as it was for Juno, which goes back to what you said about last call when somebody backed out of the tournament, Juno got brought in. They usually don't have a team here. And a lot of the people in Juno do not come to gold medal to root for their own team. They come to watch, you know, their favorite team from outside the city.
Yeah.
Stuart DeWitt has the ball kicked away. Ellers is over there. Almost got a whistle. That would have been his fifth. So DeWitt will bring it back in again with 5 minutes to go for Cluck One at the right end of the gym as they're moving left to right. He's going to pass all the way out top of the key to Frisky. Then he's going to go and he lays it up and in. And that's one of the few give and goes that has worked for Cluck One as Stuart DeWitt gets his first two of the second half. He had three threes in the first half. He's got 11 points now, 66-64. They're back within two. And tipped away. Oh, and picked up again. A nice one by Sean Jocelyn. And he gets his seventh point of the second half, 15th point of the ball game, 68-64. 4-point lead, near in 4 minutes. Jesse McGraw, long pass shot, left side from three. They shoot right-handed on the left side, and I'm...
Bringing the ball up for Juno is going to be Carson. Carson passes the ball over to Billy Ellers. Underneath to Sean Jocelyn. Jocelyn puts it up. It rolls around. Doesn't go. Rebound comes down to Shaw for Cluck One. Bringing the ball up for Cluck One is going to be Shaw. He drives into... Looked like he was going to drive into traffic, and now Stuart DeWitt's going to pull up for three. It's up. No good. Rebound comes down to Billy Ellers, and we're going to...
He travels with
travel.
It. Yep. He travels. He's going, wait a minute. What are you talking about? I'm looking for a foul.
68-64. Cluck One trailing in this one in the C bracket championship. We have 4 minutes and 9 seconds to go, so we have a turnover by Juno James gang, and passing the ball in for Cluck One is going to be Stuart DeWitt. DeWitt over to Frisky. He's going to pull up for three.
Yep, and he nailed it. Good. Andrew's finally finding the range. He's got a total of 12 points here in the second half. 67-68. They trail by one. Juno has the lead with the ball. Coming down court. It'll be Ellers, right side. Going to go to the right-hand high post. Shoots it up just left of the free throw line. Air ball out of bounds. He's looking for a tip. He said somebody tipped it.
And now Joe Thompson.
Oh, Thompson called it. He saw it as well. So did Ellers. He turned and looked at Joe, and he said, wait a minute. So he reverses the call. Eric Johnson couldn't see it underneath. It'll be Tagaband. Inbound it into Smith. Shot misses. Zimmer gets the rebound, and he gets fouled.
Yep, we're going to have a foul on number 33, Jesse McGraw.
Jesse McGraw.
He's going to pick up his third personal foul. And that's only the sixth team foul, as I thought the last possession was, or the last foul was a six, but
it might go up on the board. They're usually about 5 minutes behind us. Going to the line, it'll be Zimmer. Shots up, in and good. Ray's now 2 for 3 here in the second half, and he's 5 for 7 in the game, and it's 69-67. His team has a 2-point lead, make it 3 as he nails a pair. 70-67, 3 minutes and 47 to go. Championship standing on the line. Back we go. Shull, near side to Frisky. Gets a stream by McCraw, can't use it. McGraw will go down underneath. Frisky will back out. Now he'll fake left, now goes right. Going to pass it away. She tries a three. Off the glass, off the rim, and shot it right over the top. Is that Zimmer?
Yes.
Way off balance shot by Andrew. It came pretty close considering the angle he had to shoot that at.
Yeah, it came off the window and almost went up and in. And now Zimmer is going to have what looked like it was going to be a pretty easy shot. Yeah. Went up off the glass, went part way in, came back out. Rebound comes down to Kwakwan.
Andrew drives all the way coast to coast, pushes it off too hard in traffic. Won't go. 2 minutes and 59. We're under three. 70-67. Juno's got the ball with a three-point lead. Back they'll come on the near side to Jocelyn. Frisky comes out to meet him. Bounce passes over to Ehlers on the far side. They can use up the clock. Kwakwan still has a foul to give away. Frisky clears off the boards as the Juno James gang bucket misses. He'll come down to DeWitt. DeWitt's going to bounce pass on the left side to McGraw. In the lane, all alone, off the glass, and that one goes. Jesse McGraw gets two, and you can hear the Kwakwan crowd. 70-69. They trail by one. Juno with the ball and 2:24 to go. To hang on. It's going to be Tagaban at midcourt. And it's stolen away. And Cho's all alone, and he lays it up. And that was a great play by Kwakwan. Andrew Frisky. Stuart DeWitt at midcourt. Juno lost the ball. DeWitt double-handed over his head without even looking. Cho was down there. Gets the two, and it's 71-70. Lead change number eight. Timeout on the floor. 2:11 to go. We'll take a 30. We'll be back with more gold medal on KINY.
No. Throttle up, open her up, and cruise through the waters. Whether you're fishing, whale watching, or headed to the cabin, Carl's Auto and Marine will get you where you need to go. They carry Honda and Suzuki outboards with no games and no gimmicks. You'll always get a great warranty, and the pricing will always be straightforward. Carl's Auto and Marine Repair and Honda and Suzuki authorized dealer. 789-3883.
Well, what a dandy.
What a game. It's Kwakwan's got a one-point lead with 2 minutes and 11 seconds to go. Bringing the ball in for Juno is going to be Billy Ehlers. And Kwakwan putting a little bit of press on the Juno team here as Stuart DeWitt and Jason Stahl are going to meet Jim Carson. Bringing the ball up. Gives it over to Sean Joslin. Right back to Carson. Carson in, tries to go back.
He steals the ball. Here comes Andrew. Long pass down to DeWitt, right-hand corner, isn't able to hold it up in time to get a shot off. He'll bring it back out. Frisky looks up at the clock. A minute and 49. Clock one has the ball. They lead by one. You know, it doesn't matter, I guess, how low up your shooting percentages are if you can claw your way back in like these guys do.
Yep.
You can't take anything away from them. You can talk about the percentages, but right now, for the moment, Kwakwan has the lead. It'll be Jesse McGraw on the near side. Gets a pass from Stuart DeWitt. DeWitt moves down underneath on the baseline. Right-hand corner is Michael Ganey. Now we're going to have Sean and Carson are going to double-team Ganey or McGraw. Did he call a timeout?
He did.
All right, so a break in the action. We'll take another 30 with a minute and 22 to go. 71-70. Kwakwan up over Juno. Back in a half a minute.
Get the good stuff.
To me, March means spring, and it makes me want to get outside and play in the mud. However, no matter how much I like that mud, when I'm driving behind a vehicle with no mud flaps, I wish I could put my car in a protective bubble. Not having mud flaps on your vehicle is a safety issue as well as a cosmetic one. Stop by Napa Auto Parts and see what we can do for you. From mud flaps to windshield wipers, Napa takes care of your vehicle bumper to bumper.
Get the good stuff!
So Kwakwan, the nail biters here in the last two games. They were down by 16 against Metlakatla to get them into this championship game. They came from behind and won it by two. Now they're ahead by one with a minute and 17. They have the ball. It'll be McGraw on the far side. Coming out to defend him is Sean Joslin. They work it inside. Got into McGraw. McGraw to DeWitt. DeWitt passed it over to McGraw. McGraw didn't see it. Boy, that was a lucky break for Kwakwan. They almost gave it away. Back out to Frisky midcourt. Now DeWitt comes out from the underneath on the right side. Gives it back over to Schull. Schull double-teamed at midcourt. Back over to DeWitt. Smith goes over. to defend him. Now McGraw. McGraw's driving the lane. He's going to have it slapped away by Carson, and Carson's going to get a Wetzel as he reached in. He got a lot of leather, but he got a little bit of skin.
Yep. So we're under a minute. We're actually under 50 seconds. We have 48.3 seconds to go, and going to the free throw line for Kluckman is going to be Jesse McGraw, and picking up the foul for Juneau is going to be number 20. That is Jim Carson.
Carson gets his third. McGraw, 6-7.
He's
7 for 7. He is perfect in this game. And it's 72-70. If he can get the offset point now, that's a big deal for Kluckman. Less than a minute to go. Next one up. In, and that's good. And he goes 8 for 8, and it's 73-70. Here comes the inbound pass to Billy Ellers. Ellers for Juneau. Cross the timeline behind Zimmer. Follows him down in the right corner. McGraw comes out, tries to steal it. Ellers puts up a three, and we're all tied up at 37. Billy Ellers, the second three of the second half. Inbound pass from DeWitt into Andrew Friske. 29 seconds. Andrew on the right-hand dribble. Taking his time across. Stays in the far side corner at half court, right by the bleachers. Nobody's coming out to touch him. He's 15 feet away from his closest defender, Sean Joslin.
They're looking seconds to go.
Looking underneath, and it's going to be Ganey underneath. Now Schultz. They come out. Friske on the left side. 7 seconds. Top of the key. Dribbles right. In the lane. Holds it up. Turnaround pass right side. Ganey up, and it's tipped away. Off the rim. Won't go. And the buzzer. We're going to go into overtime. We go into our first overtime game of the championship, and only our third overtime game of the entire tournament. 39 games up to this one. We'll take a two-minute break, and we'll be back with overtime. You're listening to championship basketball coming your way. C-bracket competition between Kluckman and Juneau James Gang over 800 AM and 103.5 FM KINY from the Juneau Douglas High School gym. Back in 2 minutes.
For all you gold medalists, the Sea Alaska Heritage Store welcomes all teams and fans to gold medal. Come check out the store's wide selection of one-of-a-kind Alaskan native art, gifts, and jewelry, including a new exclusive selection of Jared Gullinan's silver bracelets. Special gold medal sales on selected merchandise will be offered all week long. Purchases at the Sea Alaska Heritage Store help support ongoing Alaska Native art, language, and cultural programs. Located in the Walter Soboloff Building on the corner of Seward and Front Street downtown.
Well, that's going to be a real short 2 minutes because I thought they were going to take a break in the action, but they're not. They don't even take a 30-second break. And we go to center jump circle. It'll be, let's see, who's going to be doing the jumping? To Michael Ganey. And is he going against Zimmer or Stevens?
Yes, Zimmer.
Okay. Ball's in the air, tipped away into the hands of Billy Ellers. We reverse directions. No, we don't. Ellers is going to pass off on the far side to Carson. Jumps it up inside the three-point circle. Rims around, off the glass, back down off the rim, bounces back and forth, and that one drops. And Carson gets two in overtime.
Yeah, what do we have, our ninth lead change of the game?
We do now.
Bringing the ball up the floor for Kluckman. It's going to be Ganey. He drives into double traffic, into a double team, and he's going to be whistled and fouled by, I think, Greg Hipshin.
Yep,
number two. So Hipshin's going to pick up his second personal foul.
Only two, and so McGraw will go to the line. It's 75-73 in overtime, 3 minutes and 15 to go. I was busy drawing my overtime lines over there down this side. I put overtime up there and a line down to keep my score separate, and I was looking away. That's why up and good, and that one's good by McGraw.
Ganey.
I mean, so, you're right. Thank you for that. So McGaney now is 2 for 5 here in the second half, 3 for 6 in the ball game. Makes it a one-point game, 75-74, has the opportunity to tie it again. Up, and that one won't go. And Juneau hangs on to the one-point lead. Ellers gets the rebound. They lead 75-74. We were tied at the end of regulation. 74 each?
Yes. 73. 73 apiece.
Yeah, oh, that's right, yep. And back we go the other way.
Now Ray Zimmer is going to put it up off of Billy Eller's miss. And now Juneau is back on top by three.
77-74. McGraw's going to try a three, and it's good, and we're tied again.
That lead didn't last that long, Mike.
No, it did not. Back we go as we seesaw, and we're now under 3 minutes in overtime. Ellers will bring it down to DeWitt. And defended by DeWitt. DeWitt got a screen by Zimmer, but he got around it. Now they throw it away, and recovery by Kluckman. Here comes Shaw. He's going to make it unless Ellers breaks him up. And he shoots right over the top of him. Great move by Jason Schultz. He gets his first two in overtime. And that's 6 points now in overtime for Klutwan, and they lead 79-77. Back we go at midcourt. Zimmers gets the pass. He'll bring it across the timeline. Goes over the far side to Billy Ellers. Ellers has four fouls. He's going to be defended by Stuart DeWitt. Back out he goes. Oh, mate, that's the second turnover. Russ Stevens, we saw this happen in the last game.
Yep.
With Cake losing the game on turnovers like that.
Yep.
It was, my good buddies, I hate to say it, but Rudy Bean and Kip Howard both threw him away at crucial times, and Cake ended up losing that ball game.
Well, you know what? A lot of my good buddies won the championship.
Yeah, they did on the Huda team.
Yep.
So it's going to be not that. There we go, DeWitt. DeWitt out to Andrew Frisky. Frisky on the right side, top of the key, passes over to DeWitt, and then on the right baseline. DeWitt has Zimmers reach in, and the whistle. Zimmers knew it.
And that's going to be his fifth.
Wow, that is a huge deal.
Or no, they called that just out of bounds.
He might have got a clean. So I'm going to scratch all those out to start over with four. Back we go, inbounds pass to McGraw. McGraw over to Stuart DeWitt. Ties it up, passes away on DeBuzz off the ground. He was laying down. Zimmer was all over him, but he got rid of it without traveling into McGraw, into Frisky. Frisky tries to shoot it up over. Is that Hibson?
That's going to be Billy Ellers.
And if it is, that's his fifth.
Yep.
Yep, there you go. There's the buzzer, and Billy Ellers is going to come out of here. Wow. That's a huge deal for Juno.
Yep.
So it would have been to lose him or Zimmer, either one.
So here comes Drzkowski for Billy Ellers, and we haven't seen too much of him in the second half. We haven't seen too much of Doug.
Nope, he played a lot of play in the first. I'll tell you what, Juno has put together a great team, and there's a shot from Frisky at the line. He's going to put it up. That one's in and good. And he's now 4 for 5 in the second half, and he's 9 for 10, and now he's 10 for 11.
Now, Klutwan has a 4-point lead.
81-71, a minute and 42 in overtime. Outlet pass to Doug Drzkowski. Comes across the timeline. Stuart DeWitt staying on him. Over to the left side circle. Works it inside. Turnaround by Carson. Little hook layup, and he's going to be fouled.
Could be fouled by Michael Gainey, I believe. 23, yep.
And that'll be Gainey's third foul. That'll bring Juno to the line in the person of Jim Carson, who has shot 4 for 7. 81-77. 81-78 as Carson's is up and good.
Brings Juno back within 3 points.
And that's good. 2-point ball game, 81-79, a minute and 30. Here comes DeWitt. Nope, I'm sorry, that's Schull. Jason Schull. Bounce pass to DeWitt. Over on the left side. Goes to Jesse McGraw. Underneath the Gainey was all alone. Gainey got in between Carson and Sean Gosling all alone, and Michael Gainey gets his first two of overtime. 83-79. Clock on with a 4-point lead. Back to Drzkowski. To Sean Smith in the lane. Puts it up for two. Sean Gosling gets in the overtime scoring. And it's stolen back. 83-81. Juno's lead, but they've got the stolen ball. Far side. Smith puts it up. 3-pointer misses. Back we go. Gainey. All by himself down here, four defenders. He'll bring it back out. Goes to DeWitt on the left side. Back over to McGraw, who thinks about three. Long three. I don't really think he was going to shoot that, was he?
No, I don't think so.
He must have known they called a timeout. A break in the action. We're only going to take a 30. There's 44 seconds left in overtime. It's clock one, 83. Juno James Gang, 81. Gold medal basketball coming your way over KINY.
Affordable Auto Repair welcomes all teams from neighboring communities for gold medal. Wishing you all good luck in the games, especially the Cake teams. If you need work done on your vehicle, bring it into Affordable Auto Repair. They have the lowest rates in town and over 90 years combined experience. If you bring in an estimate, they'll match it or beat it. Guaranteed. You can't afford to go anywhere else. For all your vehicle maintenance, choose Affordable Auto Repair. 790-9332. That's 790-9332.
Well, James, couldn't ask for a better ball game.
Yeah, you know, I can't remember the last time that we've had a overtime in a championship here at the gold medal basketball tournament.
I don't know that I can either, but I don't have the books. We're back in action. McGraw gets the inbound pass. He gets double-teamed, and a whistle and a foul is going to go against Juno. That was Smith there along with Drzkowski double-teaming him, and one of them is going to get the whistle. And they're going to give it to Sean Jocelyn as his only his first foul. I think I said Smith. I meant Jocelyn. So going to the line will be Jesse McGraw. He is perfect. Now he's not. He was 8 for 8. Now he's 8 for 9. 41 seconds left on the clock. Clock one up by 2. And he misses this one. He's 8 for 10. Rebound cleared off by Sean Jocelyn. Jocelyn comes over to Draskowski across the timeline on the near side. Back across the way to Jocelyn. Jocelyn at midcourt. Andrew Christie there holding back. Jocelyn goes into Clark. Tipped away but recovered by Zimmer, who comes out from underneath. Now back out to Hipson. Hipson drives in the lane, jumps it up from the free throw line. Off the back of the rim, no good. Rebound, Juno. Tipped away. Conversion won't go. Tipped up by Hipson. That one won't go. Put up again by Juno, and that one's good. By Zimmer.
10 seconds to go. We have a tie game.
Tied at 83. Here comes Andrew Frisky. Drive down in the lane. In traffic. Over Carson. Knocked away out of bounds. Frisky's on the ground.
He's going to turn it over. He's going to turn it over. We have 2 seconds to go, and Juno's going to have a chance to throw up a long three. We're going to give Hipson 2 points on this. His only 2 points in this game. And we have 2.5 seconds to go, and we're tied at 83.
And we're going to keep it right here, folks. Nothing I'd hate worse than a 15-second timeout. We take a 30 and miss the game.
there aren't many times
we get a 2.5-second basketball game.
Yep.
That's what we've got coming your way right now. We might go into double overtime. And if we do, what are you giggling about over there, Sims? You haven't seen one of these for a while, have you? Nope, he shakes his head. Bob's had a lot of years. Yeah, there you go. All right, so our next game coming your way is going to be the Mighty Bee in championship action.
I'll tell you what, Clock One better not foul, because they will give Juno the chance to go to the free throw line to shoot a 1-1 and potentially win this game. But it's going to be more interesting to see who Sean Jocelyn is going to pass the ball into to try to get a last-second three.
They got DeWitt down there and Ganey and Shaw at half court. Jocelyn goes into Draskowski. Long single pass all the way down. Andrew Frisky blocks the shot. Turning around, jumping it up is going to be Hipson.
And nobody started the clock.
Oh, now they're going to go talk to Joe Thompson, the head official. Eric Johnson there, along with Renee Johnson. They're going to call it off.
Yep, I think he said that's the end of the first overtime. So we're going into another overtime.
Well,
if we're tied at 83,
not only do we not see overtimes, we certainly don't see double overtimes. So we'll take a 1 minute break and then we'll come back. Actually, let's take a 30. We'll be back in a half a minute, folks, as we go into double overtime.
For all you gold medalists, the Sea Alaska Heritage Store welcomes all teams and fans to gold medal. Come check out the store's wide selection of one-of-a-kind Alaskan native art, gifts, and jewelry, including a new exclusive selection of Jared Gullinan's silver bracelets. Special gold medal sales on selected merchandise will be offered all week long. Purchases at the Sea Alaska Heritage Store help support ongoing Alaska Native art, language, and cultural programs. Located in the Walter Sobeloff Building on the corner of Seward and Front Street downtown.
Well, if I'm a coach on either one of these teams, I'm not going to be telling my team what a wonderful game they played. It's been a little sloppy, and there's been a lot of shots missed. But it's been an exciting game.
It's been balanced.
Yep. We're going to go to center jump circle. We're in double overtime. We're all knotted up at 83. We were tied up at 73 at the end of regulation. It'll be Michael Ganey jumping left to right for Kluckwan. And it'll be Zimmer, and he tips it away over to McGraw. McGraw tips it right back to Andrew Frisky behind the timeline. He comes over to McGraw, back to Frisky, top of the key, Stuart DeWitt, up from three. And that one's good! DeWitt nails his 4-3 of the ball game, 86-83. Now, the proper defense by Kluckwan. And a quick shot by three-pointer, up and good!
Ray Zimmer knocks down a three. He answers Stuart DeWitt's three-pointer. We're tied up at 86 again.
Back we go. It'll be DeWitt on the near side. Gets double-teamed. Goes over to McGraw. On the far side, they go to Shaw. Shaw looking down to the baseline. Nobody's there. Back out, he comes to DeWitt on the near side. He gets around Draskowski. In the lane, puts it up off the bottom of the board. Coming back to pick up the rebound. He's going to be Ganey. Inside, outside to McGraw. Turn around, jumper by Frisky. It's up and it's good. Andrew gets two, and it's 88-86. Klukwan with the lead. 3:05 to go in overtime. Lots of basketball come away in this one. Carson, right side for Juno. Druskowski from three on the right-hand corner. He couldn't have got any deeper. Doug nails his second three of the ball game. 89-88, a one-point lead by Juno. Back over, near side Ganey in the paint, over the top of Carson. Up off the rim, and it's good. Lead change number 10, 90-89. As McGraw gets two, and the 2:30 mark. Juno with the ball. They trail by one. Back we go to Hipshin. Back over to Druskowski, down the left side. Blocked by DeWitt. Now over to Carson. Carson almost loses it away, but we have a timeout.
Jason Saul was limping.
Yep.
Something happened with Saul. We'll keep an eye on Saul.
We'll take a break in the action with 2:24 to go in overtime. We'll take a 30-second break. It's clock 190. 89 for Juno James Gang. We're in double overtime in C-Bracket Championship Competition. Back with more gold medal over KINY.
By now, you've probably heard that Little Tokyo downtown on Stewart Street is serving all-you-can-eat sushi. They have the freshest all-you-can-eat rolls starting at $24.95 per person. If you want to add on all-you-can-eat appetizers, rolls, and sushi, it's only $29.95, and kids under 5 eat free. Kids 6 to 11 are 50% off. Dine in only, so bring your appetite. Little Tokyo has a full menu available, and they offer delivery to downtown Lemon Creek and Douglas. Call in your order at 523-0344. That's 523-0344.
Well, they are tired, and I don't know if somebody stepped on his foot. He's taken a big swig of water, and he got some salt tablets. He might have a cramp. And it's going to be Juno James Gang, ball underneath their own bucket. It goes into Smith. Smith or Jocelyn on the left side. Back out top of the key to Druskowski. Looking into Zimmer. Zimmer can't get around. Back in the game is David Buss for Klukwan. Back to Jocelyn. Inside Zimmer. Puts it up. Oh, and that thing bounced all the way around, but it finally dropped. And Ray Zimmer gets his fifth point of the second overtime. And it's 91-90. We've got our 11th lead change. Juno with the lead. DeWitt with the ball. Over to McGraw for Klukwan. Down in the corner. Frisky's there trying to set a pick. Can't do it. He'll come back out. And pass to Ganey. And Ganey's going to get fouled. Reaching in is going to be Zimmer. Zimmer's going to go out of here.
Yep.
That is a crucial event. As we have Ehlers fouled out. And now Zimmer for Juno James Gang. The two biggest playmakers. The two biggest rebounders. And it's a tough deal for Juno.
Well, you know what? Keep an eye on Russ Stevens, too, as he's got four personal fouls for Juno as well.
So coming back in is Stevens in. Yep. So we got Stevens and Hipshin on the left side of the lane. You got Carson and Jocelyn on the right side for Juno. Ganey or McGraw on the near side, Frisky on the far side, and Michael Ganey at the free throw line. He puts it up. You can hear that Klukwan crowd. It's good. We're all tied at 91 now. And we have, after we have 11 leads, we have our 11th tie. We've got 11 lead changes, 11 ties. Second shot misses by Ganey at the free throw line. And it's cleared off by McGraw. McGraw over on the near side to Schull. Now to Andrew Frisky, right side high post. He'll drive across to the left post and passes away to Ganey on the left side. Frisky stays there. Ganey goes down below as he gives the ball off to Andrew. Andrew's holding it up. Jocelyn's not going to come out to him at a minute and a half to go. Now we're down to a minute 27 as Stuart DeWitt comes over, gets it from Frisky. Frisky goes down to the baseline. So does Schull. And a bounce pass inside by DeWitt. It goes out of bounds. DeWitt was looking for a tip by Juno. The officials say no, it was not. And so it's a turnover by Klukwan. As the inbounds pass goes into Druskowski, back to Carson. Across the timeline, he's backing up, dribbling around Ganey. Now gives it off to Jocelyn. Jocelyn left side has room for three. Andrew Frisky's there. He's got four fouls. He's not going to get too close. Back over to Druskowski, top of the key. DeWitt follows him into Carson in the lane. Loses it away. Frisky comes up with a long pass over to DeWitt on the left side. Stewart lays it up. It's in and it's good. Nice assist by Frisky. Barely by Stewart DeWitt to get his fifth point of the second overtime. 93-91. Down to 46 seconds. Here comes Druskowski for Juno. Gets double-teamed by Andrew Frisky. They pass it away to Jocelyn. Now Frisky's there in the draw. They almost steal it away. Hipshin's there to pick it up. He'll drive down the left side. Timeout called over here on Juno's bench. We'll take a break in the action with 34 seconds left. 93-91. Klukwan over Juno. Back in 30 seconds.
The Bartlett Oncology Center is committed to effective and convenient care of patients being treated for cancer and cancer-related conditions. Located in the Southeast Cancer Center building, the Bartlett Oncology Center is a local liaison between primary care providers and Bartlett Regional Hospital. For questions, contact the center directly at 796-8720.
Okay, welcome back to the JDHS Gymnasium, the 71st Annual Gold Medal Basketball Tournament. We have Cluck 1 on top of Juneau by a score of 93-91 with 34.3 seconds to go. Juneau called the timeout. They almost had the ball stolen away here before the timeout. But to inbound the ball for Juneau is going to be Doug Truskowski. Truskowski is looking to pass it into Jim Carson. Carson being guarded by Ganey. Carson is going to spin inside the three-point line. Pass the ball off to Hibshin. Hibshin over to Truskowski inside to Sean Joslin. We have 24 seconds to go. Back out to Doug. Doug's going to pull up a baseline three. It's up. No good. Rebound comes down to Russ Stevens. He's going to be fouled by Michael Ganey. So going to the free throw line is going to be Russ Stevens. And I think that's just going to be a one-and-one, Mike.
I think you're right. With only eight fouls, it's a 93-91 two-point lead by Cluckon. We're in double overtime. Juneau James Gang trails.
So big
foul number
free
four
throw.
Against number 23, Michael Ganey.
Yep, Ganey could have been the hero right before end of regulation as he missed a wide-open three-pointer.
Yep.
That took us into overtime.
All right, Stevens has only shot two free throws, very beginning of the ball game. Two for two. Pushes off. He ever so calm at that free throw line. That one's up. It's in and good. And it's now a one-point game, 93-92.
18.6 seconds to go. Stevens, second free throw is up and good. We have another tie, and Cluckwan's going to try to win this game with 17 seconds to go. Bringing the ball up for Cluckwan's going to be
Andrew Friskey on the far side. They're going to have a timeout on the Cluckwan bench. We're going to keep it right here, folks. Joe Thompson comes over to the bench, tells him who the timeout's called by, and it is Cluckwan. Renee Johnson, the other official holding the ball at center jump circle, is Eric Johnson. We're going to have an interview with those three. Our interview after the last game was with Manuel Fernandez and Suzanne DePoe and Craig Tamaki, and they had nothing but great things to say about Joe Thompson. Joe Thompson, the lead official, he's been the contact person for the Juneau Lions Club down in Seattle. He's organized these guys. He's brought them up. He's showed them the ropes. He's let them know what the history and the culture of this tournament is all about. And he's allowed him to officiate here in the style to which gold medal has become accustomed.
Well, you know, at the beginning of this timeout, Joe Thompson let the other two officials know that Juneau does not have any more timeouts. He looked at them and he pointed towards the white. He said, they don't have any timeouts. So with 14.3 seconds to go, Stuart DeWitt's going to pass the ball in for Cluckwan.
All right, Stuart's on the far side. He's got Druskowski over there to defend. He's just about halfway between the midcourt mark and the baseline. Outlet pass goes into Shaw. 12 seconds. 11. Over to Friskey. Three-point side. Gets a screen. Puts it up. That was air ball. Tipped in by Shaw. Off of Ganey. Or McGraw. Who are they going to say it belonged to? Also there was Hibshin. Thompson's going to make the call. He's going to say it came off of Juneau. 3.6 seconds. Cluckwan under their own basket. McGraw looking for somebody open and a timeout. Cluckwan. Once again, we'll keep it right here as we come back over. Cluckwan's coach.
Cluckwan's coach is, I believe,
Bob, who's coaching Cluckwan?
Terry Friskey.
Okay, is that Andrew's dad? Oh, right on. Did not realize that. I've never met Terry. So we got 3.6 seconds. What a dandy this one is. The B bracket's going to play hell trying to keep up with the energy of this ball game, whether they play better basketball or not.
Terry's a Hall of Famer. All tied up at 93, 3.6 seconds to go. Cluckwan's going to inbound the ball underneath their own basket. Passing the ball in for Cluckwan's going to be Jesse McGraw.
McGraw ready to take the ball from Joe Thompson. Veteran official hands it off to McGraw over in the left corner. Looking for Bus. Can't find him. Friskey in, and he's going to be fouled. Or not. He's on the ground. The shot got knocked away out of bounds.
No foul. 0.8 seconds to go. We're tied up at 93. Are we looking at a triple overtime?
Triple overtime. I can't believe it.
We're running out of little lines to draw on our sheet here for scoring.
8-tenths of a second.
8-tenths of a second, and they're going to add a little bit of time to the clock here. Bob says they're probably going to put 1.2 seconds on the clock, total time, so they won't take it. They won't add a whole 1.2.
Eric Thompson comes over to the bench to talk to the timekeeper.
So they put one more second on the clock, 1.8 for Juno. So it was out of bounds off of clock one. Juno's going to inbound Doug Druskowski. Now we're going to have a whistle and
timeout called by Juno James Gang. And this time we will take a 30-second break. We're back with the final 1.8 seconds and all tied up at 93. Back in a half a minute.
Sure as the yearly return of the Canada Goose, the changing seasons signal the beginning of the spring tire sale at Les Schwab Tires. It's a time of rebirth, excitement, and a heck of a great deal on select tires for just about anything you'd be driving this spring. So if you think you might need new tires, stop on in. We'll come running. And if that seems overly excited, well, that's just who we are, spring or not. Les Schwab Tires. Doing the right thing matters.
All right, so having the timeout called and a tie of 93 in our second overtime, and I think we're pretty close to, we're still 15 minutes away. We actually could start our B bracket on time. They'll have to really squeeze in the presentation. Well, you know, but we might be playing for 15 more minutes. We could go 4 and 5 overtimes the way these guys are going.
Yep. Al Tagabans pass the ball in for Juno. 1.8 seconds to go. Long court pass stolen away by Gainey. He puts up a half-court shot. It's up and off the glass and just barely misses. And we're going into a triple overtime.
We'll take a one-minute break. We were tied at 73, tied at 83, and now we're tied at 93, back at 60.
Get the good stuff.
To me, March means spring, and it makes me want to get outside and play in the mud. However, no matter how much I like that mud, when I'm driving behind a vehicle with no mud flaps, I wish I could put my car in a protective bubble. Not having mud flaps on your vehicle is a safety issue as well as a cosmetic one. Stop by Napa Auto Parts and see what we can do for you. From mud flaps to windshield wipers, Napa takes care of your vehicle bumper to bumper.
Get the good stuff!
Hi, this is Jody Mitchell, Vice Chair of Sea Alaska Corporation. On behalf of Sea Alaska, welcome to coverage of the gold medal basketball tournament. The spirit of competition, the pride in giving it your all, these are the values we pass on to the next generation. Please join Sea Alaska in supporting gold medal. Together, we hold each other up.
All right, welcome back to overtime number 3. We go to center jump circle. The ball's in the air, tipped away. Andrew Frisky gets it for Cluck One. Down on the baseline, won't shoot. Goes back over on the far side. Over to Michael Gainey. Back on the near side. Shull up for two, and that one's good. Jason Shull, number 12, picks up the first 2 points of the third overtime. 95-93. Cluck One with the lead. Juno with the ball. Coming down court in the C competition in gold medal basketball. Coming your way. This is game number 39 of 40, and Juno's going to throw the ball away. Was intended down there for Russ Stevens. Bob Sims, welcome aboard. James Jack had to leave. Nature call. I'll tell you what, I wouldn't be leaving. I'd be going in that bucket over there.
There you go.
Back we come, and it's going to be Frisky on the far side with the ball for Cluckwan. On the left-hand dribble. Comes out, gives a shot at midcourt. Gainey sets the screen on the right side. McGraw's there. Back over to Gainey. Now to McGraw. Inside the paint, a little fake, drives the baseline. And he loses it away. A reach-in foul is going to go against
Russ
Juno,
Stevens.
And it's going to be Stevens. And that'll be all for Russ. And he's out. Ray Zimmer fouled out. Billy Arrows fouled out. And yet, with those two before and now this one, Juno has still hung in there.
And Ray Zimmer might have during this game, might have been Juno's MVP, as he did a little bit of everything in this ball game. Unfortunately, he fouled out.
I didn't know you were watching. I thought you were sleeping over there.
Oh, no, I was watching.
You were checking up on some NBA scores, or some
NCAA
scores. Scores. And McGraw is going to nail one from the free throw line. So our third point in overtime, and they all three belong to Cluckwan. And this one's up. It won't go. Rebound cleared off by Gainey. They lead 96-93. Cluckwan has the ball. McGraw, an open three. Up, and it's good. A six-point lead all of a sudden in the first 6 seconds, a minute and 6 of the third overtime.
Cluckwam with a long lead. A three-pointer up. Joslin misses by Juno. Cleared off of the far side by number 12, Jason Schull. Schull goes over to McGraw. Back to Schull. Drives down baseline. Andrew Frisky puts it up. Gets his own rebound. That one's up. Misses. Cleared off and knocked out of by Carson. Or he tipped it back in. He was in the air, out of bounds. He tipped it in right into the hands of teammate Druskowski. Druskowski goes to Carson, right side. Over there's Ganey, and Ganey gets it away, steals it. He's going to be all by himself. Nobody's going to catch him. Up and lays it in, and guess what? This game blew wide open. It was just a matter of when was it going to happen, and it goes over to Kluckwan just like that. They lead 101 to 93. Only our second 100-point game, and there's a three-pointer by Juno. It's going to miss at the two-minute mark. Our second 100-point game, the last one was 101 as well. And they feed it inside to Carson. Carson shoots it up. Right side from eight. His shot's going to miss. He's going to go to the line. Whistle and a foul against Kluckwan.
Going to go against number 12. Jason Schull is going to pick up his second personal foul.
We were talking about you when you left there, James.
Were you? My ears were burning.
Yeah. Obviously something else was shot up by Carson as that one misses. So he misses the free throw in overtime.
Fatigue has definitely set in for Juno.
Oh boy, howdy. 2 points, or one, this one's good. It's now 101 to 94. Under 2 minutes to go. Here comes Stuart DeWitt. So Kluckwan now just has to play the clock. They have to take it easy. Don't take any silly shots. And Juno's going to be wise not to foul him, because all they're going to do is add some more points. Schull over to DeWitt. Coming out is going to be Tagaban. DeWitt gets around him, goes down in the left corner to Frisky. Frisky drives around Joslin. Goes back out in the far corner to Schull. Schull is going to have a reach in by Carson. They don't call a foul. He gets underneath. Ganey gets that. And Michael Ganey picks up his fourth point of the third overtime. And it's now 103 to 94. Back we go with Druskowski for Juno. Near side, Tagaban. Top of the key. Joslin from three. Nothing but net on that one. Might be a little late, but Sean gets in the scoring column in the third overtime. It's 103-97. A minute and four, and I'm not going to say a six-point lead means anything. Whistle and a foul. We're going to march down to Kluckwan's free throw line.
It'll be the fourth foul on Jim Carson. And Carson's kind of a little bit upset that he tried to foul a couple people and they wouldn't blow the whistle.
Yeah, well, he got it this time. So he gets his fourth. Going to the line is Schull. Jason Schull has shot 4 for 4. He's ready for his fifth attempt. Up, and he's a perfect 5 for 5, and it's 103-104-97 now. 7-point lead. Well, talk about clawing your way back. You know, once they get their hooks in you, they're not going to let go. They did not have their best game, especially in the first half. Kluckwan didn't.
Yep.
Next one's up, and that one's good. And Schull now goes 2 for 2. He's got 4 points in this third overtime. 4 points go to Michael Ganey, and 4 points to Jesse McGraw. And it's 105-97. There's a fadeaway jumper by Carson in the paint. Won't go. Joslin gets a rebound. Puts up his own conversion. Hipshin drives it. That one won't go. Cleared off by McGraw. He calls a timeout.
Yes, he did call a timeout.
And that's going to stop the clock at 48 seconds in the triple overtime. Well, we'll keep it right here. We'll tell you what's coming your way. It's going to be B-bracket competition. Then right after this, and that's going to delay it, folks. So if you thought we were going to have an 8 o'clock tip-off, we are not, because we're only 11 minutes away from 8. I don't think they can squeeze all the trophy giving and the most valuable player and the sportsmanship award and the C-bracket all-tournament team into 11. I know they can't. So we'll be coming your way about 10 after 8. So we're going to take a break when we get done with this game, and after we do the recap, which is going to take us a while to count all these stats up, you might want to be starting if you want to, James. Pick off one guy at a time.
Okay.
That'll save us in the break. And I'll do the same thing. I'm going to go down here for I'll start with Kluckwan or Juno. James, are you doing Kluckwan? Which one are you
doing? I'm doing Kluckwan.
Okay. Okay, we're going to be back in action. It'll be Kluckwan with the ball in backcourt, so I guess I'm not going to work on that. Schull's going to get the inbounds pass, and immediately he's going to be fouled by Carson. Carson's going to go sit down. That'll be his fifth, but he does stop the clock at 47 seconds. Only one goes. He gets a nice round of applause. Boy, you got to give credit to these Juno guys. I'll tell you what, folks. We might have said some things about how sloppy some of the play was, about the missed, attempts, but Juno did wonderful on the defensive rebounds, and when Kluckwan could not hit a bucket from outside or inside in that first half, Juno took it down. They made a lot of conversions. They led most of this game. The biggest lead they had was 11 points. We started out with a 10-point lead, or a 7-point lead at 10 minutes in, halfway through the first half of play. That shot up by Schull is good from the free throw line, by the way. He's now 3-for-3 in this overtime. The 106-97. Now he's 4-for-4. And Juneau just kept coming back and coming back and coming back. They get up by 7, but Kluckwan kept digging back and digging back. And they just hung in there. Looked like they were going to throw the game away a couple times. Jocelyn puts up an air ball from three-point land on the near side, 34 seconds, as McGraw will bring it in backcourt for Kluckwan. He's going to come into Jason Schull. So kudos to both of these teams for bringing this crowd, which has really grown about 50% in the last half an hour. Everybody coming to get in the gym for the B-bracket competition. At midcourt, it'll be Michael Ganey on the near side. Now he gives off to DeWitt. DeWitt over across the way to Schull, 15 seconds. 10-point lead in triple overtime. Kluckwan's going to be the champion. 9 and 8. And you can hear that Kluckwan crowd. That's it. Schull's giving them a big 5, 3, 2, 1. And there's the buzzer. And our final score, 107, the highest scoring ball game of the tournament. The only time I can remember a championship game going into triple overtime. 97 for Juneau. Kluckwan are your champions. We'll take a 2.5-minute break here, tally up our individual stats, and then we'll gather up the details of who's going to be the recipients of awards in this C-bracket competition. You're listening to Gold Medal Basketball at 8 minutes before the 8 o'clock hour over 800 and 103.5 AM KIMY, live from the Juneau Douglas High School gym. Back in 2.5 minutes.
No. Throttle up, open her up, and cruise through the waters. Whether you're fishing, whale watching, or headed to the cabin, Carl's Auto and Marine will get you where you need to go. They carry Honda and Suzuki outboards with no games and no gimmicks. You'll always get a great warranty, and the pricing will always be straightforward. Carl's Auto and Marine Repair and Honda and Suzuki authorized dealer. 789-3883.
In need of freight assistance? Alaska Marine Lines is dedicated to serving Southeast Alaska with barge service from Seattle twice per week. Call one of their freight experts to find the fastest and least expensive way to move a shipment. Their state-of-the-art system allows them to give you the answers you need and the dependable service that you deserve. Alaska Marine Lines is the obvious choice for all of your shipping needs. Find them online at shipaml.com or call 800-950-4265.
Sportsman's Warehouse and the Nugget Mall in Juneau is proud to be part of the Southeast Alaska community and a sponsor of sporting activities throughout the year. Just as they are proud to offer you outdoor sportsman's equipment and accessories for all of your hunting, fishing, camping, and outdoor activities. Sportsman's Warehouse offers ammo, safes, scopes, bows, binoculars, hunting boots, kayaks, and a whole lot more. Check out sportsmanswarehouse.com for Hooked on Savings specials this week, good through March 26. Sportsman's Warehouse and the Nugget Mall open 7 days a week. Call 500-9720.
Affordable Auto Repair welcomes all teams from neighboring communities for gold medal. Wishing you all good luck in the games, especially the cake teams. If you need work done on your vehicle, bring it in to Affordable Auto Repair. They have the lowest rates in town and over 90 years combined experience. If you bring in an estimate, they'll match it or beat it. Guaranteed. You can't afford to go anywhere else. For all your vehicle maintenance, choose Affordable Auto Repair. 790-9332. That's 790-9332.
For all you gold medalists, the Sea Alaska Heritage Store welcomes all teams and fans to gold medal. Come check out the store's wide selection of one-of-a-kind Alaskan native art, gifts, and jewelry, including a new exclusive selection of Jared Gullinan silver bracelets. Special gold medal sales on selected merchandise will be offered all week long. Purchases at the Sea Alaska Heritage Store help support ongoing Alaska Native art, language, and cultural programs. Located in the Walter Soboloff Building on the corner of Seward and Front Street downtown.
The Bartlett Oncology Center is committed to effective and convenient care of patients being treated for cancer and cancer-related conditions. Located in the Southeast Cancer Center building, the Bartlett Oncology Center is a local liaison between primary care providers and Bartlett Regional Hospital. For questions, contact the center directly at 796-8720.
Wow. Boy, it took us a long time to tally those up. I'm glad we got the little extra time. 3, 10, 16, 20, or 12, 22, 20 for 25. That's Juno James Gang. Holy mackerel, we got some high stats here. Let's go with Juno James Gang first, James Jack Jr.
Okay, scoring for the Juno James Gang, we have the high score. Well, I'll go from top to bottom.
Why don't you go down the line as quick as you can, and then we'll get this stuff down on the floor.
Okay, Greg Hipson had two fouls, 2 points total. We had Billy Ellers with five fouls, and he finished the game with 13 points. He had a couple of three free throws, one missed one, a deuce and two threes in the second half, and he fouled out in regulation. And Sean Joslin added 20 points, and...
Friskowski had six.
Yep, Doug Friskowski had a three-pointer in double overtime.
Two threes. He had two threes all together.
Okay, and then Jim Carson added 20. Al Tagaban added 25, you said?
Al Tagaban only had three.
Oh, sorry.
Ray Zimmer had 25.
Zimmer had 25, sorry. Yep. I was trying to go down the line a little bit too quick there.
Okay.
And Russ Stevens had a couple of free throws in the first.
He picked up a total of 8 points. He was 4 for 4 at the line. Ray Zimmer was 6 for 8. 20 for 25 was Juno James Gang from the free throw line. Looking at Kluckwan here, we go with first guy on the line here is Jason Schall. Picked up 19 points in the ball game. He only had 6 in the second half. In the first half, all the rest came. Well, we went into triple overtime. He had a lot of opportunities to score. He went 8 for 8 at the line. Then we go to Michael Ganey, who also had 19. He was 4 for 9 at the free throw line. He had 4 fouls. Schall had 2. David Buss had 2, by the way. Then we come back to Jesse McGraw, who had 27 points in the ball game. Only had a total of 4 in the first half. The second half was all him, and then he contributed in all 3 overtimes. He went 9 for 11 at the free throw line. Jackie Wyatt was held scoreless in this game. Stuart DeWitt had 16 on 4 threes and 2 twos. Jeffrey Clonot was not in. Andrew Friske picked up 22 points after having only a 7-point first half of play. He was 10 for 11 at the line. Kluckwan shot 31 out of 40. So after a tough game for Kluckwan, they tied it at 7-3 at overtime at the end of regulation. We were tied at 83 at the end of the first overtime, 93 at the end of the second overtime, and then all of a sudden Kluckwan blossomed like a spring flower. And they just nailed it, and the final score, 107-97. They win the championship game by 10. We've got 24 minutes on the clock before we come back for the final and the 40th game of the 71st Annual Gold Medal Basketball Tournament. That's the B, the Mighty B Championship. We're going to take a two-minute break right now, maybe three. And Jeremy wants you to be ready in case we don't send it back right now. I have a little music going. I'm going to climb down. Bob, you come over with my headset, and you and James Jack, and we'll figure out the determination and the handout of the trophies downstairs. I've got officials down there. We're going to interview 3 more. Then we're going to talk about the Walter Sobolev Award. I'll give you cues from down on the floor. 2-minute break, folks. We'll be right back with Bob Sims and James Jack Jr.